Now, my name is Alex Mondosian, and I want you to go to the note sheet at virtualbooktoursecrets.com/notes.pdf and look at the first page. There is no page number on that. There will be on other pages, and it's in the upper right-hand corner of each of the pages. Follow along as we go. I am so excited because to get maximum value from this training call, I want you to print out the handout, which I hope you have in its entirety, and prepare to take notes. I'm going to hit you with my voice, softly and gently. I'm going to get you with writing because I want you to remember, and I want to have an indelible imprint on your mind of how these things work. And if there were a scratch and sniff methodology, I would do that too. I want to get all your senses involved. I am standing, I am sitting, and for the next 2 hours, we're going to show you how to sell more books faster, better, and with the least amount of human effort. That's the key. I want you to feel good about more money and less human effort, even if major publishers turn you down. Now, this event and this teletraining is for publishers. It's for infopreneurs, which is a word I believe that Bob Allen coined. And it's also for writers. So please listen carefully because this is 4 years of research. We have continuing education available at www.VBT, as in Virtual Book Tour, VBTSystem.com. Now, before we begin, let me just quickly say Carolyn Wilson Elliott, Brenda D. Penwell, Robert Pike, Art Ramsey, Carolyn Ash, Stephen Roll, Peter Field, John Hercheron, Kenny Handelman, Shahina Zindani, Carolyn Perley, Ernest Chu, Bill Code, and Alexander Fester. You are safe as one of the first 21 to get access to the iPod preloaded with all the virtual book tours I have done over the past 4 years. It is not an empty iPod. It is preloaded. I buy it at retail. And I preload it. It's worth $2,900 to study. So congratulations to all of you, and let's begin. I want to welcome our virtual book tour system students. Our course will be starting in October and end in November. And I've already mentioned some special guests on this call. We have four special guests we'll be interviewing in a little bit. But to get the most out of the training, you already printed it out. I want you to think how to quickly implement the secrets revealed in this training. So when you hear a secret, ask yourself, how can that become a strategy in my life? How can I implement it? Write notes. I want you to get out a pen and start writing notes. And then make a deadline to complete. Let me say that again. Complete, not start. Complete at least 3 tips revealed during this training. Now, I have 3 goals. Number 1, transparency. There are no between the lines with me. I'm going to show you from content and context exactly how this works. Now, that means I am going to lead with content and promote with passion. I'm going to promote my virtual book tour system course, which is happening in October. And if I do my best, and I'm going to do my best, I want to convince all of you to join us. We already have over 100 people on that training, and we're limiting it to 250, and I do hope we hit that limit. I'm going to do my best throughout this call, but I'm going to lead with content. So I want you to just observe how I do that in the context of this call, and also please extract as much nectar from the content that I give you because it's been 4 long years of testing and tracking. Now, number 2, I want you to know that you won't make a lot of money writing books, but you'll make a lot of money explaining books. Let me say that again. You won't make a whole lot of money writing books. A book is a 200-page business card, but you will make a ton of money explaining books. That was something that my good friend Gay Hendricks had told me, and I've never forgotten it ever since. We'll be getting to Gay's case study with his wife Katie in just a moment, about 13 or 15 minutes. And number 3, my 3rd goal is I want you to learn how to make more money with less effort. Even if you're an infopreneur and don't have books, if you repurpose your message into CDs, audios, DVDs, which you should be doing if you have a book, I want you to make more money with less effort, as I do. Because it'll give you more time, more freedom, and that way you'll have a greater quality of life versus looking back, 75 years and saying, okay, now I have time to be free and my family doesn't even know me. And I've seen that so many times in business. So transparency, explaining books, and more money, less effort. Those are my 3 goals. Now, let's start with a story. And this story is absolutely true. 4 years ago, in September, it was a warm fall evening. I'm going into a parking lot in Corte Madera, California, and the parking lot is stuffed. It is stuffed with cars. So I couldn't park. It was a little bit irritating because I didn't know what was happening. I was going to a restaurant with a friend of mine, and I decided to pull out of the parking lot, and I parked about 4 to 6 blocks away in a neighborhood. I walked up and I asked someone passing by, just hustling, you know, with a book under arm. I said, "Hey, what's happening?" And he said, "It's Al Gore and Tipper Gore. It's Al and Tipper Gore, husband and wife." And they were there, apparently, and they were having a book signing for Joined at the Heart, which around 2002 was a bestseller from Owl Books, I believe. And so I went ahead and had dinner. I couldn't get into the bookstore. And I guess there had to be 800 people there. I don't know how many exactly. Then I walked into the bookstore, and I asked the woman behind the counter, after all the Gore fans had left, and I said, "How many books did they sell?" And her answer to me was a few hundred books. Now, to this day, I have no idea how accurate that is, but she didn't say a few thousand. And that's what shocked me. This is the former vice president of the United States, 8 years in office, and he is going, I mean, the poor man is going with his wife from hotel room to hotel room. Whether or not he's flying on a jet or not, it doesn't matter. He's going to bookstore to bookstore. How many different cities would he have to travel to? There had to be a better way, I thought. So there are many various, there are many ways to sell books. We know this. But doing that, I thought, is an obsolete way. That is the old way. How about a new way? What if we could put everyone on a teleconference like we have today? In fact, how convenient is it for you to listen to me? Many of you are listening in a car, in an office. Some of you are in your home, in different parts of the home. Some of you may be at a friend's house. I know of at least 10 families with the phone on speakerphone. You're smiling right now, I know, but they're eating dinner and they're listening. Isn't that a lot more convenient to explain your book? I think so. And if Al Gore and I did a virtual book tour, in fact, if we did one for An Inconvenient Truth, I can almost guarantee that we would get several thousand people on the phone and maybe 10,000 books sold just that night, and probably 100,000 sold if we do the right repurposing and the right viral campaign, which I'm going to teach you tonight. So I knew there was a better way, and that's where the idea came from. And that seed germinated into 4 years of virtual book tours, which I paid out of my pocket, because I wanted case studies. And some of the case studies you'll be seeing tonight and you'll be experiencing are from those 4 years. There are many, many more. All of them are uploaded onto the iPod, which is on page 15. Many of you have seen that. If you haven't, don't go there, because we're going to start on page 2. Here we go. So there are blanks underneath. It says, "Great news. The time-proven virtual book tour system you will learn today does not require..." Okay, does not require. Now write these down. In the first blank, write travel or lodging. You don't have to travel. It does not require travel or lodging. Write that down. Next space, it doesn't require a major publisher. Look, I have not written a book yet. And that's exactly why I am best at expressing these secrets, because I am not jaded with any bad experience, and I have total objectivity. I have not had good or bad experiences with publishers. I have not written a book. My book is being written next year. And so I wanted to first teach these secrets so I can utilize them for myself. I thought, why don't I train other authors and infopreneurs to do the same thing? That's why we're here. So it doesn't require travel or lodging. It doesn't require a major publisher. By the way, Stephanie Graham, congratulations. You are safe as one of the first 21 of the iPods. And Alan Reed, welcome. You are safe. And David Lorenzo, you've just come in. And Susan Reiterman, congratulations. I just want to mention this because we have 21 iPods and there are just a few left. So congratulations to all of you. Now, the next space is staff and employees. So we have no travel, lodging, no major publisher that we need. We don't need staff or employees. I did this with one employee for most of the past 4 years. One employee. The next space, you don't need a completed book. You don't even need to complete a book. In fact, Rick Frischman, who we're going to hear from in a little bit, he's going to tell you, you've got to do this way in advance. You have to plan. Look, when bamboo has a shoot growing underneath the ground and there is sun and rain coming down, for 3 years, that shoot doesn't see the light of day. And then around the 2.5 or 3 year time period, that bamboo shoot just springs up and for 60 days grows, and it's full grown by then in thickness and in height. Can you imagine? That's what this is all about. It's the same way. Be like bamboo. Be like bamboo. Work, work, work. Prepare. I'm not asking 3 years, just 3 months. The virtual book tour system is 2 months of training. But be like bamboo. Prepare under the ground where no one sees you and then just spring up and you're full grown in 60 days. And then all that happens is other shoots come up the same way. Be like bamboo. It's a wonderful metaphor. I invite you and encourage you to follow it. So you don't need a completed book. Start way before when you have a book in your heart that this training is for you. Next, you don't need technical know-how. Write that down. No technical know-how. Who on this call does not know how to put up a web page? Well, I don't. It is possible to make multi-millions every year online without knowing how to put up a web page. That is not a revenue-generating opportunity or activity for you if that's not what you do. Suzanne Nault, welcome. You are safe as well. You just joined us. Thank you. Now, next, we have no ad budget. You don't need an ad budget. Write that down. You don't even need an ad budget. So what are the six things on the top of page two? You don't need to travel or lodge anywhere. You don't need a major publisher. You don't need staff or employees. You don't need a completed book. You don't need technical know-how, and you don't need an ad budget. Now, be advised that I have a fill-in form, so if you miss any of these, I will have it scanned, and it'll be available within 48 hours, as will the replay. Now, you will also learn during this training the fail-proof ATS formula. Now, ATS stands for Ask, Thank, Sell. And next to letter A, I want you to write this word down. Repurpose. That's the fill-in in that blank. Repurpose your content for more sales and profits. Repurpose, repurpose, repurpose. There's an exercise later on about this. I want you to repurpose your book into CDs. I want you to repurpose your book into a DVD if that's possible. Repurpose your content into a speech. Repurpose your content into a teleseminar like I've done. Repurpose your book into an online course. Repurpose your book into autoresponders. There are so many ways you can repurpose your book, and you can pull out more cash and profits from the same exact readers. Repurpose is one of the greatest words you'll ever discover if you have not already as an author or entrepreneur. B, easily accelerate the growth of your online list. Write in online list next to letter B, online list. Why do you want an online list? So you have access to it 24 hours a day from literally anywhere in the world. When I was in Singapore, I had access to my online list. I had access to my online list because it was online. It was not on my desktop, so you have to have an online list. C, reduce book promotion costs utilizing teleseminars. That's exactly what we're doing right now. We have a teleseminar. Some people call it teleclinic. I love calling it teletraining. You can call it a teleconference. Whatever you call it, it's the one-on-many format. That's the one-on-many model. It's a marketing model where it's one person, me, talking to many, many people. Not everyone is going to come on board for the virtual book tour system training in October, November. The four-module training. Not everyone's going to do that. But because there are so many people on this call, a few people will. In fact, a few hundred will. That's exactly what I want for you. And that, again, is transparency. Do you see how I'm promoting passionately and I'm leading with content? You need to do the exact same thing. Let's get going. So reduce book promotion costs by utilizing teleseminars. This teleseminar costs me less than $100 to put together with this many people on. Is that insane? That is insanely powerful. I want you to utilize that. Next, letter E, outsource is the fill-in. Outsource busy work to reliable vendors to save time. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to do what your unique ability is, and I want you to outsource what you're not good at or what your unique ability is not about. Now, I don't know if you know what your unique ability is, but Dan Sullivan taught me all about unique abilities. You can get more information about that with the Unique Ability book at strategiccoach.com. I have no financial affiliation with that. In fact, I pay Dan Sullivan to coach me, but get that book. It will change your life. You need to know your unique ability so that you can do those things, and then you outsource those things that you're not good at. For me, there are things that include web mastery, putting stuff online, recording. I'm not recording this call. It's equipment. I don't know a thing about equipment. I just pay people to put the equipment together. All I know how to do is to speak and to create content at the speed of sound, just like I'm doing now and just like you can do. So E is outsource busy work to reliable vendors. I want you to make more money with less effort. Okay, now wait a minute. What happened to D? Okay, write this down in the space provided. D is profit as an interviewer. And put an underline under interviewer. Profit as an interviewer. I don't have a book. I've never written a book, but I have courses. I have teleseminar secrets. I have traffic conversion secrets. I have stick strategy secrets. I have marketing with postcards. I have two inner circles. I have multiple software online, audio generator, instant video generator, marketing makeover generator. I'm not asking you to have all of that, but you can interview if you don't have a book. Be a Larry King. Why is Larry King such a brilliant interviewer? Because he strikes at the heart of the question. Why is Barbara Walters such a great interviewer? Because she does her research just like you can, just like I do, and she extracts the nectar from her interviewees. Many times, they get emotional. Why? Because she's so good. Be an interviewer. Napoleon Hill, what was he? An interviewer. What was Dale Carnegie? An interviewer. Be an interviewer. You can make a lot of money interviewing and charging a fee for virtual book tours. I'm teaching you how to do it. This is a business opportunity as much as it is a training course. Okay, Charles Vollum, congratulations, you are in. Jennifer Nash, congratulations, you are in. Robert Allen Davidson, congratulations. Kevin Wolfgang, congratulations. And Karen Phelps, congratulations, you are in. Now, if we sell more than 21 iPods, I will have them. I have bought 21, and you'll have to wait 2 weeks. We will get everyone a preloaded iPod to listen to these virtual book tours. Now, let's look at the quote down below. George Bernard Shaw, English playwright, he said, the greatest problem of communication, the greatest problem of communication is the illusion that it has been accomplished. I have that on my wall. The greatest problem of communication is the illusion that it has been accomplished. I never want people to be undecided about me. What about you? Are you undecided about me? If you dislike me, hang up the phone. If you like me, turn up the volume. And that's exactly what I want you to say to your listeners. Polarize your listener base. Make an impact by knowing where you stand. I know exactly where I stand. Lead with content, promote with passion. Otherwise, you don't make money, right? So make sure that your listeners, your readers, whether it's in your book or on your virtual book tours, know where you stand. The undecided, those are the most costly, and they have no use to you, and you have no use for them. Polarize the audience, and you can be nice and polarize. Now, there are people like Howard Stern who polarize, but many people who dislike him listen to him. And he says, why do you listen to me if you don't like me? So polarization is very important as a public speaker, as a writer, as any type of entrepreneur, infopreneur. Polarize your audience so that they are not undecided. They know where you stand. You become more predictable and more trustworthy. Okay, next page, page 3. I want you to make a check next to which category you are in. This is just self-awareness. Have you written a book or published a book? Make that check if you have. Do you have a manuscript for publishing? Is it a written, completed manuscript? Please make that check. This is the top of page 3. Do you have an unwritten book in your heart like I do? That's the check I made. I have an unwritten book in my heart. And it is going to be written next week, next year. And I'm starting it next week. And many of the people I'm going to get coaching from are my students who have already been authors. And the fourth one is you're a publisher or a book distributor. Susan Driscoll, she is a distributor. She's a publish on demand. She publishes on demand. She's CEO of iUniverse.com. Check out that website. You will never have thousands of books in your garage. Now, you can go with major publishers, many of whom are listening right now, and that's fine, too. If you're a first-time publisher and you have no first-time writer and you have no idea how many books you're going to sell, take a look at iUniverse. It will minimize your risk. You can always go to a major publisher when you have proven that your book will sell, and that's the key. See, there's a paradox here. If you're an author, you can't take a book to market with a major publisher until you've proven that you can sell it. But you can't prove that you can sell it until you've gone to a major publisher, right? Wrong. Just utilize what you're going to learn today. And that is the ATS formula. Because doing isn't difficult. Deciding is. I want you to decide to take these three steps. And it starts on page 3. Let me go live right now. And I want everyone to say ask, because that's the first fill-in under formula step 1 of the ATS formula. You see it there on page 3. Right there underneath ATS formula on page 3, ATS stands for ask, thank, sell. Ask, thank, sell. Repeat after me. Ask, thank, sell. Just play with me. Come on. I know it sounds silly. It was probably silly for Steve Jobs to think of an iPod, and I don't know how many hundreds he sells per minute. It was probably silly for someone to go to IBM and say, hey, we want to license this thing for $50,000, but, you know, Bill Gates is the world's richest man. It was probably silly for someone like Michael Dell to sell computers direct from his dorm room. But in the 80s and the 90s, look what he's doing now. He's a multi-billionaire. So silly and uncomfortable is okay. Just repeat after me. Whisper. Ask. Thank. Sell. So the first fill-in is ask. Ask your target market to ask you what's most important about the promise of your book. Ask your target market. So I'm going to go live, and I want everyone to say ask so it's indelibly etched in your mind. What is it? Exactly. Ask. If we all we did is ask, we would be so much happier. And I ask my kids a lot of questions because they ask me a lot of questions. I learn much more from them than they can learn from me, I assure you. So ask your target market. Most authors don't ask. They write. They tell. Okay, telling is one way, but you may go broke telling. Asking, you eliminate all the guesswork. Now, at the very bottom of the page, target market equals. Fill in is audience or readers. The fill in is audience, A-U-D-I-E-N-C-E, or readers. That's your target market. When I say market, I mean your audience or your readers, the people who have the wallet to pay you. Now, in your mind's eye, I want you to envision this. Just right now, very quickly, I want you to envision two dots, and they're horizontal from each other, so there's a line in between them. On the very left, there's a dot, a black dot. Do you see it? On the very left. Underneath that dot, just imagine the word message. And then in the middle there, the line that connects the two dots from left to right, that is media. Or medium. And then on the right, there's a dot where the two dots are connected, right? You have one dot on the left, that's message. Then the line is media, that's what that stands for. And it connects to a dot on the very right, that's called market. Market. Most people start with a message, most authors, most infopreneurs, they start with a message, they look for media so that they can get to their market. I don't do that. I do just the opposite because you know what? I am not the marketing genius. The market is the marketing genius. They are paying me. So if they're paying you, ask them what they want and then give it to them. Why can't you have a literary circle so that you can help them help you write your book? There's no reason why you can't do this. Now, before we go on to the first case study on page 4, Rick Frischman, come on board. Unmute yourself and come on if you're on right now. Before we go to page 4, which is our first case study with Mark Victor Hansen and Bob Allen, Rick, are you with us?
I'm here. How you doing?
Well, I'm so glad you made it. Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling from beautiful Long Island, New York.
Okay, now, I know you have author101.com, but you are probably one of the world's best-known publicity gurus with some of the major books that you've handled as clients. Just name off some of them so people know what you've done in the past.
Oh, I've been doing book publicity. I just started my 30th year at Plan TV Arts, and I've worked with a lot of your friends like Mark Victor Hansen and Jack Canfield and T. Harv Eker, but also Dean Koontz and Tony Robbins and Norman Mailer and Andrew Weil and John Gray, Spencer Johnson, Gail Sheehy, a whole bunch of people. But I have a great staff, and we've been doing it for a long time, and publicity has changed so much since I started in 1976. So that's why I'm really excited to be with you, and it's just an honor to be on the call.
Well, it's an honor to have you here because we're going to do virtual book tours together. And I wanted to ask you just bluntly, how has the book business changed? Because I don't think many people are aware of it.
Well, it's a horse of a different color. And by the way, just to touch upon something you spoke about before, I've handled, you know, 1,000 authors, and one of my dreams was always to become an author. And I am probably the crappiest writer on this call. And I have 8 books out, and I've sold a few 100,000 books. And so just everyone listening today, if I can do it, Alex is going to do it, you can do it. You don't even have to be a great writer to be an author. You need to know a great writer to be an author. And most of us, or at least many of us with a nonfiction book, have editors and ghostwriters to help us get the book out of our soul and out of our heart. And the key thing is we have to want to teach and help people, and then the universe will bring it back. But everyone, you can do it, I promise you. And then great things will happen. So if I can do it, Alex can do it, you can do it too. And iUniverse is a great place to start. But how this has changed, when I started 30 years ago, we used to send every author on a 40, 50-city author tour. And they were on the road for weeks at a time, away from their family. And that was the only way to do it. And there was a morning show in every city, meaning a morning TV show like AM Chicago and AM Cleveland and AM Los Angeles. And those were the shows that we went around to do. In fact, at certain times there were shows in Cleveland, we could get five TV shows in one day. It was amazing. And as time has gone on, because of Oprah and Montel and Regis and Kelly, etc., all those shows have gone away. And what is happening is we're doing almost all of our tours through virtual type touring, meaning radio. We invented a morning drive radio tour in 1990. Now most authors, instead of going around the country, do 20 interviews in one day. Mm. And they do teleprint conferences. And now I have every major publisher and most every author is hearing about this virtual book tour, and they want to figure out how to do it. And by doing this, it's really changing the world. And it's a whole other world. I have a guy named Stuart Emery who did Built to Last, and we're about to do a book with him. And he called up because Jack Canfield said, you got to call. And he said, I just heard that, you know, I got to do this by radio. I have to do interviews by phone with newspapers. And now, what the heck is this virtual book tour thing? And you got to do it for me. So authors and even the big famous ones are hearing about it and saying, you know, I got to do this. And secondly, we work with Al Gore and we work with Howard Stern. All of these people don't want to be schlepping around the country. Schlepping is a Yiddish word.
I know what it means.
And because, also, it's like really expensive. I flew this week. You know, with everything that's going on, people don't want to be in airports. It's very expensive. And now, you know, the great thing is you can do all this in your pajamas. So it's all changing, and it's also just much cheaper. I mean, it's really cool to be able to make a bestseller and never have to travel around the country. And most importantly, reach thousands, if not millions of people and make a difference, and make a difference in people's lives.
Which is the point, because it's difficult to get to a lot of people on a grassroots basis from bookstore to bookstore, city to city. But on a teleconference, we're reaching Australia. We are reaching South America. We're reaching Mexico. On this call, we're reaching almost every state. I think we have one caller from Alaska. You can't do that physically.
Also, the most embarrassing thing in the world, and I've been there and done it, is I've showed up at a Barnes & Noble store, and it's been promoted for weeks, and it's like, hey, I'm ready to do a big book signing, and this is going to be exciting, and it's like two people come. And then, as an author, you feel like crawling in a hole. I mean, and this has happened to not only, I mean, I'm a Munchkin author. I mean, nobody knows, you know, but this has happened to name authors. I mean, people who have big names where they've shown up and maybe four people have come and they're saying, I can't believe this. I've traveled 3 hours to be here and they promoted this and no one's here and I'm a big name. What's going on? And even if we did one radio show, I mean, by phone, we could reach a teeny show, 10,000 people. Think about how silly it is to be sitting in a bookstore and just, you know, signing three books. And it's nice to see real life people, but you know what? The world has changed, and you gotta get on the train. This is the way promotion.
You can do both.
Virtual.
Hmm? You could do both if you wanted to, but there's no public display of humiliation when you're on a phone call, because if no one is there, you know, we've done book tours where the most we had was, I think, 80 people. Now, the typical book tour, you have about five people there. People don't realize in a bookstore. I've talked to Patty Hansen about this, who runs, you know, Division of Chicken Soup, right? And she said, you know, sometimes we go there and there's maybe a disconnect with scheduling and there's no one there. And sometimes the bookstore is closed. I've heard war stories from authors where the bookstore is closed. Well, there's no public humiliation with a virtual book tour. The show goes on. You go ahead and explain your book. You record it, and now that is available to the public, and they will buy more books, and you can build your list. That's the other thing, Rick, building your list. You want to take 30 seconds to speak to that before we say goodnight?
Yeah, well, you know, I've been learning from you and everyone on this call. I mean, Alex is, has been a mentor to so many of us, and what we've learned from Alex and other, you know, information experts is you have to build your herd, which Dan Kenny says, and a herd, you know, is the people who love your stuff, have bought your books, bought your, you know, listened to your teleseminars, seen you in action, and believe in you. And you always have to be respectful of those people. But your list, we can make number one bestsellers. In fact, you know, my last book, Networking Magic, that came out, I was 890,000 at 9 in the morning and number one at 4 in the afternoon. And we sold thousands of books, all because the power of my list and also my friends list. People like you and Mark Victor Hansen and Jack Canfield and Harv Eker, et cetera, who sent it out and said, you know, this is a good book. You should go get it. So all of you, one of the main reasons for doing this is to build your list and keep on building it, and then make sure that you're always respectful of your list as well. And one gift, by the way, and you mentioned it before, is and you're in this, is we have this great $1 million Rolodex at author101.com.
Can you give it out?
Which is normally it's $50, which is free, and it's just a free download. And so everyone, you can go get that. It's 50 pages, thousands of contacts, editors, also
where's that
producers
available?
And people that we know as well.
Where is it at?
Just go to author101.com and get it for free. And the key thing too, and you've taught all of us this, all of you who have a website, you must have freebies. Something that has a real value to give out when you're on the radio, when you're doing media, when you're doing something. And that helps, number one, it's a great, thing to say on the air when you give something for free and you're not just selling your book. And secondly, it's a way of building your list as well. But that's a freebie for our listeners tonight, at author101.com, 50 pages. And I just have to thank you. I'm so excited, to be working with you on this. We're going to be doing this with every major publisher and, everyone on this call, you know, please, you know, listen up and learn, because this can change your life. And most importantly, no matter where you are in terms of writing a book or even just thinking about it, if it's in your heart, if you're just starting to get a concept, do it now. Start now and just start writing. And one other note, you don't even know how to write. Just start talking your book in a tape recorder and just get it out of your heart and get it out of your soul. Do it for the right reason, because you want to give back, and I promise you, the universe will give it back to you.
Rick,
so with that, thank you so much, and I'm going to stay on and listen.
Okay, I appreciate you so much, buddy. Go ahead and mute out.
Thank you.
And did you see what Rick just did? Didn't that feel good? Didn't that feel good? He promotes with passion and leads with content. He gave you a way for you to opt into his list in exchange for a very important Rolodex, and it's free. You do the exact same thing. It will naturally just slip off your tongue when you get really good at it, and those people who go there will love you for it, just like you love Rick for going there, because wait till you see what's available at author101.com. That is what's so important about this. You must learn to promote with passion, but you lead with content like we're doing. Let's move on. Page 4. Get out your handouts. Page 4. At the top, I want you to know the results of this campaign. It happened in less than 4 days from beginning till end of work, and 1,183 new leads were generated. The case study number one is www.askmarkandbob.com. Go to that website later, not now. Stay with me, Ledger. I want you focused. There is no multitasking on my calls. You know how firm I am about that. If you don't know that, you know that now. So forgive me for the candor. I'd rather be ruthlessly compassionate than be futilely genteel. So stick with me on this call. Page 4, www.askmarkandbob.com. That is the fill-in. And I've given you a screenshot so you see what I've circled. Now, in that long, elongated circle there, where there's space, that's where the readers, that's where the listeners will fill in their question. You see, you're asking for a question. You're not asking for advice. You're asking for a question. Remember? Back on page 3, ask your target market to ask what's most important about the promise of your book. Well, what's the promise of your book? What's the promise of your book? Well, for Cracking the Millionaire Code and any other book, by the way, when you write a book, the promise is your subtitle. Write that down. The promise is your subtitle. We're going to do an exercise later on this. Your subtitle must be the promise, what they're going to get out of the book. Your key to enlightened wealth is the promise of Cracking the Millionaire Code. So the book was there. They got 3 free chapters. If anyone who went there, I believe it was 3 chapters. You can go there and find out. They opted in, and they got a question. Now, 1,183 questions Bob and Mark got, Bob Allen and Mark Victor Hansen. And you build a list with that. Now, think about that. That is huge. You build a list with that. In fact, this is in Module 2 of our training. The training starts in October. I mentioned that to you. It's on page 30. You've probably seen it. List building is Module 2. I dedicate an entire module to list building because that's the number one question I get. This is what's called a squeeze page. And you can do it yourself. We have a physical template that you can write on later on in this presentation. The ask page, it's called. It's something I invented along with the virtual book tour, which I coined. But the ask page is something I borrowed from Socrates. It's on page 11, which we'll get to. But know that we have templates. We have templates that make these things happen for you so that you work less and make more money. Why? Because you don't have to create websites. That's not your job. Your job is to make money. So we have templates. So Sophie Cousins, congratulations. I got your fax. Karen Henderson, congratulations. We got your fax. Renette Evanicolas, Crystal Bevins, Rachel Bagby, Maritza Parra-Hester, J.D. Clement, and Charles Vollum, congratulations. You will get the templates and everything else on the bonuses on the order form. I just want to make sure you're acknowledged because you will get the iPod as well. Let's go to the next page, page number 5. This is Joe Vitale, dear friend of mine. We have co-promoted and co-endorsed each other on many, many campaigns. I've known him for 5 years, and recently he came up with the Attractor Factor. Now, there were 955 leads. That was the result, 955 leads and questions. Now, all these questions can be repurposed, right? Listen to this idea. Okay, write this down. Nowhere in your notes. What if from those 955 questions, you took out 52 of your favorite questions and you spoke into a microphone or into audio generator or any online audio format or software? You spoke the answers, 3 minutes. And what if you took those 52 answers and you put them in a weekly autoresponder with anyone who purchased your book? And what if you called it a 52-week audio coaching program worth $149? Is it? Well, mine is worth $249, and that's available to you as well as a free bonus. Why do I put them there as free bonuses? Because it is nectar. It is nectar to the content. You are explaining your book. So all these questions that come in can be repurposed as bonus gifts, as ethical bribes to build your list, or as additional monetization formulas so that you can make more money faster, better, with less effort. Joe Vitale and I did this virtual book tour. It was 70 minutes. He was number 5 on Amazon. Now, he had done a mailing, and he got together and done an Amazon campaign, and he was number 5 when we started. By the time we were done, we beat out R.K. Rowling. We beat out R.K. Rowling with Harry Potter, which is a formidable task, and we did it in less than 70 minutes, and I think we were there for a full day. He became number 1 on Amazon. And it was as a result of everything else he was doing, of which one of the cogs in that machine, one of the wheels in the machine, was the virtual book tour, which we did together. So the case study is AskJoeVitale.com. It's AskJoeVitale. AskJoeVitale.com. To get the spelling, just look under his picture. And there you see Joe Vitale. AskJoeVitale.com. Do not go there. But here's the promise of his book. It's his subtitle, Five Easy Steps for Creating Wealth or Anything Else from the Inside Out. That's his promise. Remember, all the content comes in the space above where I've circled, and the first name and email, that's the list that you build. Now, we have tested email templates for this, so you do it immediately, or you can do it yourself. But remember, if you want to go from number 5 to number 1 on Amazon, number 5 to number 1 on Amazon in less than 60 minutes, then please, if you have the chance to do it, please utilize the virtual book tour concept. What you're looking at here is something you can model. In fact, I give you permission to model it. Many people have without my permission. You have my permission to model it. And all I did here is interview. Be a Napoleon Hill. Be a Larry King. Be a Barbara Walters and interview. When you interview, you are on record. And right now, Joe is very happy that I'm promoting his book. Because ask Joe Vitale, if you end up and go through the whole process, you will get access to the Attractor Factor. If you want to listen to the replay, I'll give it to you right now. It's askjoevitale.com/replay. And just watch what we did. It's not rocket science. It's very easy in explaining these books. Next page, page number 6. We had 1,561 leads that came from this campaign, thanks to my good friend Dr. Joe Mercola, who emailed his list as a favor to me because I didn't have a lot of people on my list that were non-business oriented, who were consumers. I have business to business. I am a trainer. I am an electronic marketer. I work with business people like you. You listening right now, you have to be an entrepreneur. You're an infopreneur. You're an entrepreneur who sells information. As I mentioned, I think Robert Allen coined that term. You are a publisher, I hope, and listening, because publishers aren't broken. The business model they work with are broken. It's not a publisher's fault. It's just the model they are working with. So what a great way. They can have a virtual book tour every single week on their home site. So this was with Knopf, which is part of Random House. And I didn't have a list to get people on the call. And Random House and Knopf didn't have time to mail the list. So askthefrenchwoman.com. Ask the French woman. WOMAN. Askthefrenchwoman.com. This is, let me test out my French accent. Mireille Giuliano. Okay? If you had one chance to ask me any question about my book, French Women Don't Get Fat, what would your single most important question be? You know how I did this virtual book tour? Rick Frischman. Thank you, Rick, because Rick referred me to someone over at Random House, and that person made this possible. Thank you, both of you. I'm not going to mention the other person's name because I don't have his permission to do so, but case study number 3 is askthefrenchwoman.com. And when you go there, many people ask me, I have an accent. Will that hurt? Shall I have someone else do it? If you have an accent, great, because that is Mireille's personality. And Mireille is also, the CEO of Veuve Clicquot, or was. And so please go to askthefrenchwoman.com. Now, if that domain is down, we'll put it back up. There's a lot of people going there right now. And if the domain is down, then we'll show it to you later on. But askthefrenchwoman.com. Now, it takes 4 weeks to do a virtual book tour if you're prepared. If you're not prepared and you want to do it in 2 weeks, we can do it. We've done it as in as little as 3 days. So when people ask, how long does it take? You know, it takes about 4 weeks if you're really prepared. So that's what I told Rick Frischman. I said, if we work with big name authors, it'll take about 4 weeks out. And what you want to do is you want to mail the list about 10 days to 7 days before the event. So if you have that question, please know that it has just been answered. I would go 4 to 5 weeks when you prepare, and all you need to do is make sure you mail out your list or any other list. If you don't have a list, if you have 10 people, that's a list. But get people on the call, record it, transcribe it, and now you have just explained your book, and that is digital now. And that is an ethical bribe to build more lists. By the way, Julian Thornton, congratulations. You have an iPod. Deirdre Burwell, congratulations. Rick Siegel, Renette Even Nicholas. Crystal Bevins, Michael Sconia, we just got a fax from you, and Tricia Ryan, welcome. I just got a fax. I just want to make sure you're acknowledged so you know that you are safe. Now, the next page, that was page 6, askthefrenchwoman.com, and my webmaster said he's going to check into it. If the page is down, it will be back up. Page number 7 is www.justaskharvey.com, another referral from Rick Frischman, who went to Randy Gilbert, who brought it to me. Now, there were 367 leads generated from Mrs. Harvey McKay, who also wrote Swim with the Shark Without Getting Eaten Alive or Being Eaten Alive. That's Harvey McKay. It was a great interview. And Randy Gilbert gave me this lead via Rick Frischman. According to Randy, there were 700-plus books sold. Now, the soft cover, it appears, has been retitled to Fired Up. So you can even change the title of a book. Now, I believe it's the same exact book. Fired Up is the same as We Got Fired. But maybe Harvey, doing research, found that Fired Up is more positive than We Got Fired. I have no idea. And maybe we can get some insight after this call and get some feedback. But he interviewed Muhammad Ali, Lou Holtz, Larry King, Jesse Ventura, Mark Victor Hansen. And, you know, this concept of the virtual book tour can happen with nonfiction and works with nonfiction. I don't recommend it as much for fiction unless you have a world-class story. It's a little bit difficult unless you have a world-class story of how the book came to be. Now, if you're a Stephen King, who I hope to get, then fiction is fine. But if you're just a budding fiction writer, then I would not recommend it. Daniel Steele, yes, okay. But if you're just starting, start it with nonfiction. And with fiction, you must have a great story of how these stories came to be. Okay, R.K. Rowling, yes, of course, please. I'd love to do a virtual book tour with you. Now, here's an idea. You have three virtual book tours, and write this in the notes section. You have one before the book is out to build your list. I'm doing this with Sean Phillips, who is Bill Phillips' older brother. I'm doing it with Bill Romanowski. You do a virtual book tour before the book is out. Then you do it when you have the hardcover, and then you do it again with the paperback. I've been trying for a long time, for about 10 months now, to get Bill Clinton with my life with this paperback. And if you want to see how I go after famous people so I don't waste time playing phone tag, just go to Ask Bill Clinton on your own time later, and that's called an audio pitch. Or AskLance.com. That's an audio pitch. That's how I get them. I give them a postcard, or I talk to one of their handlers, and I say, hey, would you please take a look, take 3 minutes, and go to AskBillClinton.com. And there's me speaking, and he has four choices whether or not he wants to do a virtual book tour or telefundraiser, as I mentioned. So you can have three virtual book tours, one before the book is created, one after the hardcover, and one after the paperback. Romo, the book by HarperCollins, we are doing a virtual book tour in mid-September with Bill Romanowski. I'm meeting him tomorrow for lunch. And it's a virtual book tour. He has a lot of people he knows. We'll try to get HarperCollins to mail to their list. I'm going to mail to my list if you'd like to listen. And I want to know how to work and to play on the playing field at peak performance, because that's really the theme of his book. It's My Life on the Edge. That's the promise. Living dreams and slaying dragons. Slaying dragons is really overcoming obstacles. The name of the book is Romo. And you can't miss it when you see a picture of him. And something he did that's very intelligent, and whoever at HarperCollins did this, at the bottom it says Moro, and I'm assuming, Rick, if you can help me out, if that's a subdivision of HarperCollins. But on the spine, there is a picture of Romo's face. And
that's
all
a
you have.
Subdivision of HarperCollins, by the way.
It is right. A subdivision. That's what I thought. Okay, thank you. See? I'm a newbie with books, but I know how to market them. So there's a picture of Romo on the spine. That's what I see when I'm walking past the bookstore. When I'm walking past the bookshelf in the bookstore, I see Romo's face, and I pick it up and I go, wow, Romo, My Life on the Edge, Living Dreams and Slaying Dragons. Bill Romanowski with Adam Schefter and Phil Towle. Wow. Then I take out the book and I look at it. Then I look through the pictures, and then I buy it. Do that. Put your picture on the spine. Put your promise on the spine, because your spine is the most important piece of real estate on a book. And we'll be talking very shortly with Dave Lacani, please stand by, about the importance of the spine, of publicity, and what has happened with his book, Persuasion, and what other things he's been doing. He's one of the top persuasion experts in the world. Page number 8. Let's move on to page number 8. Man, this book tour was so much fun for me, because these are two of dear, dear friends of mine, Gay and Catlin Hendricks. They live in Ojai, and of course they have the Hendricks Institute, if you've heard of them. I picked up the book called Conscious Couples many years ago, and I can say beyond a shadow of a doubt that it assisted me to renew and rejuvenate my relationship with Amy right after we were married, because the first year of marriage is not the easiest. So thank you, Gay and Katie, for your words of wisdom. Now, the book that we did the virtual book tour on was Spirit-Centered Relationships, and there's a picture of it there on page 8. Now, Hay House is an amazing publisher. I wouldn't even consider them boutique. It's an amazing publisher because they build a list. Retracy knows how to build a list, and they have a big list. And they don't share it with anyone because they honor it. It's their family, right? Well, what Hay House did that day is they put the book on the cover, on the homepage of their website. Do you think that assisted sales? Do you think on that teleconference, on that virtual book tour, that I promoted Hay House? It was a win-win. 957 new leads, 722 questions to be repurposed. According to Gay, when I asked him, over 1,500 sales. Spirit. CenteredRelationships.com. That's www.spirit, S-P-I-R-I-T, centered, C-E-N-T-E-R-E-D, relationships.com. Now, this is what Gay has taught me. He has taught me that writing books, you don't make money. Explaining books, you make a ton of money. I am explaining a methodology to sell more books. That's why I can get $1,300 for it for a training in October and November. I have a pre-training today for $20. Why 20? Because 20 means you're more serious than free. This is a methodology. If you are an interviewer, follow this methodology. Study the context of what I'm doing. Because, again, Julian Thornton, congratulations. You have made it. And people are coming in one by one. Mary Chow, congratulations. Lynn Klippel, congratulations. William Blake, congratulations. You have a great name, William Blake. Welcome. And you all have access to the iPod as well as all the other bonus gifts worth over $12,108. So this virtual book tour, Ask Gay and Kathleen Hendricks, the question was, what's your single most important question on how to experience greater love and harmony in your personal relationships? That was the question. Now, listen to the subtitle. Excuse the phone in the background. Those are faxes, and the orders are coming in, so forgive me for that. Now, on the subtitle of this book, Spirit-Centered Relationships, and you need to get this book. It's all about a concept they developed. I use it as a verb. It's called presencing. It's brilliant. We actually did this on the book tour, and it's on that preloaded iPod. Their subtitle is Experiencing Greater Love and Harmony Through the Power of Presencing. Well, I didn't think people would know what presencing meant before reading the book, so I just put, what's your most important question on how to experience greater love and harmony in your personal relationships? Well, presencing does that. Presencing is the verb, right? That's what gets you there. It's the tool that gets you there. It's a mental tool. It's an exercise. And we actually did it on the call. So you can do experiential work, whether it's in the spiritual realm, whether it's in the how-to realm, or it's in the business management realm, if you're in real estate investing. It doesn't matter. You can get it done. And here's what's important. You see where I've taken the button there. This is part of our templates, of course, and I've circled the button. Here's my question, Gay and Kathleen. Okay? Now, Gay and Kathleen, those are the two names of the people who are going to be on the call. Do you know if you put your name, if you're the author, on the button, and you put, here's my question before it, do you know that you will get 20% more opt-ins than just putting the word submit? I don't know if you know that or not, but I know that. So 20% means if you got 100 opt-ins, you get a 20 more for free just by adding a few words. Instead of submit, put here's my question, Gay and Kathleen. You see the power of that. So, again, all of this is on the iPod, which is on page 15. And I want you, again, let me remind you, in being transparent, I want you to listen with two pairs of ears, one for content, which you're getting, and one for context. One for context. Now, in the process in working with Gay Hendricks, I felt that it was very, very important, and I took his advice in having a literary circle. Now, if you go to illuminationu.com, I'm one of the co-founders of that, and that's going to be an amazing community for the spiritual world. And Ariel Ford is a co-founder, as is Gay. But a literary circle is something where you have a circle of readers from 50 to 100. That's a small community, and you give, you get feedback from them. Imagine if they are online, you send them chapters, and then you give them feedback. Now, Stephen M. R. Covey just sent me information about a month ago for a book coming out, just asking me advice. In fact, maybe it was 2 months ago. And his book is going to be off the charts. It's called Speed of Trust. Speed of Trust. Make sure you get your hands on the pre-publication release. It's amazing. Greg Link, who's a dear friend of mine, Covey Link is a company they have together, and Stephen M.R. is Stephen Sr.'s son, Dr. Stephen Covey's son. And Greg Link is responsible for the Seven Habits of Highly Effective People and the Eighth Habit, and he's actually the one who interviewed Dr. Stephen Covey on one of these virtual book tours. But as it goes with this literary circle, if Stephen M.R. Covey sends out questions to get feedback, that is the smartest way to write a bestseller, because from your colleagues or from potential readers, you want to get feedback before you've written the book. You do not want to write in a cocoon. So you want to have a literary circle, and we've actually devised literary circle software, which cost me $1,800 with my programmer to put together, where you have your own literary circle. Their picture is there, and what they do is there. And there's actually a screenshot of it on one of the pages coming up, and you'll see it when we get to it. So remember, create a literary circle. It's on page 22, if you just can't wait to look. That is literarycirclesoftware.com. Don't write it yet. We'll get to it. But that is software we have put together. And it cost me $1,800. I have no idea what we're going to charge for it. Case study number 6, Dave Licani. Stand by. My dear friend Dave Licani, colleague, we've shared the stage many, many times. You want to go to www.askthepersuader.com. www.askthepersuader.com. By the way, time out. I just got word from my webmaster. Ask the French Woman was down, but we just put it up in minutes, and you can see it at vbtsystem.com/French. VBT System, that's in B is for virtual, B is in book, T is in tour, vbtsystem.com/French, and you will see Muret there. I don't know if Knopf took the site down, but we had it. Thank you, Eric, for that. Now, Ask the Persuader, going back to page 9, case study 6, you see it there? And by the way, if you have missed any of these, I have written these in with my own handwritten notes, and I'm scanning all those pages, and I will make it available to you within 48 hours, I promise you. I'm going on vacation next week at the time of this recording, but you will have access to all of the answers as well, because I want to convince all of you to come on board for vbtsystem.com. That is the website where you can get access to the continuing education. Richard Bone, congratulations, and Curtis Arnold, congratulations. You are safe and you are on board. Welcome. Okay, now David Licani. David is with us right now, and he is on the call, and I'm just going to put it, you have better words than I do about this. What happened? What were your expectations of how it would happen? What are the results, and how have you repurposed this? Because you did all of the work. We didn't even have any templates for you. You just kind of pulled things, and you were given permission to do it, and I just asked you questions, and you just hit one out of the park. What happened here?
Well, this was an exceptional opportunity. You and I spent some time talking. You walked me through the process, and then I just put it together. This whole thing cost me less than $500, I think. It was between $500 and $600 tops to put this whole thing together. My expectations were, you know, I really didn't know. I had a lot. To me at that point, it was just one more of the tools that I was going to use. But what was very surprising to me was the results that it had. I sat there and watched Amazon. I watched my book climb on Amazon. When we started the virtual book tour, my book was around number 20,000 on Amazon. By the time the virtual book tour was over, it was in the top 100, and by the end of the day, it had been at number one and stayed at number one for a couple of days. Now, that was really impressive to me. I thought, wow, what a simple way. It must always be this easy. And then I talked to these other people who have tried a million different ways of promoting their books, and they never hardly move. So this is a tried and proven process for getting this done. Since this has happened, I've generated over 20, I just checked a little bit ago, 2,046 questions. Out of those 2,046 questions, I repurposed.
Wait a minute, let me interrupt you. Mm-hmm. How many questions?
2,046.
And the page is still up, correct?
The page is still up, and I still use it. And here, let me, this is just, if you don't mind me sharing a secret of mine. The way that I use this is when I do radio interviews or television interviews, I'll say, look, I know you guys are going to have a lot of questions. You just go to askthepersuader.com, give me your question, you'll get all the answers and a bunch more information there than I could ever give you on the television or on radio. So I'm then driving them back. They have an opportunity to hear the replay. They go through exactly the same process that everybody did the day that we did this. It's just like being there with you and I the day that we talked and then they buy the book, and then they get the bonuses, everything that, that they would have gotten when my book first came out a year ago, they still get, and this still converts like mad. It's one of my best-selling tools ever.
Now, here's the thing. It's just not selling the book. The book is like a $200-$300 business card, 300-page business card that you have. You repurpose it. You're a public speaker. You have audio programs. What are the different ways that you can repurpose a book? Because many people think it's just writing the book and it's over.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's definitely not. I mean, and it, another way of saying what you've been saying is you don't make money from a book, you make money because of a book. And that's, you know, the repurposing of your book, is, like you said, as a public speaker. I've repurposed it, for example, as a training manual for large corporations. So they've integrated this into their training process. It became, instead of them creating a three-ring binder full of information, they've now taken my book and they've included it as part of their training, and so it became their three-ring binder. I've repurposed the book as material that I've used in 2- and 3-day seminars, that I've used in DVD products that I've created, audio products that I've created. I've leveraged it. I've used it to get my foot in the door with many large corporations who I've ended up doing business with simply by sending them a copy of it and with a very creative letter, and then driving them again back to this page and saying, look, if you do nothing else, spend an hour listening to this interview that I did on Ask the Persuader. If you're not completely convinced, keep the book. And in fact, I'll pay you for your time for reading it. And I end up in these large corporations who then pay me a significant amount of money. I have a very large 5-figure fee to come in and speak for a day. And, they bring me in to speak. So it's been a wonderful tool that keeps on paying me back day after day after day after day. And I just wrote another book, and I used a modified version of this, and exactly the same thing happened, and it continues to happen.
Now, what's the name of the next book?
The book that I just wrote that went to number one is called The Power of an Hour, Business and Life Mastery in an Hour a Week.
Is it available on Amazon?
It's available on Amazon. It's currently, because of these techniques, still, and the book has been out since, May, late May. The book is still a number 188 on Amazon. It was as high as number 76 yesterday.
Listen, yes, because of these techniques, but you are a powerful and very, very compelling marketer. Tell everyone what you do, because I've learned so much from you, and you're exceptionally humble to boot. Give us a little bit of background of where you come from so people know that this book, Persuasion, is worth reading, and the new one is worth reading as well.
Well, thank you very much. I came from a very different background. As you know, Alex, I was raised in a cult. And I grew up in a cult, was in the cult until my late teens when I finally left, because it was more beneficial for me to leave than it was to see my family continued to be punished for my inability to believe and react the way that they expected me to, even though they were grooming me to be one of the leaders of the organization. I left that, and I began studying persuasion, manipulation, coercion, negotiation, influence, sales, marketing at that point, and I've continued ever since. And what I've learned are many very, very specific techniques that allow people to become absolutely efficient at persuading people in person, over the phone, through the media, however they choose to persuade people, to persuade them and get them to take the actions that are appropriate, ethical, and positive for them in a very quick and meaningful way.
Ethical is the key word there, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. There's a significant difference between manipulation and persuasion. And manipulation is always bad, and persuasion is always appropriate.
You know, what I love about you is your economy of words. And so as far as teaching people how to promote a book outside of the virtual book tour, because you are going to be, you know, one of the faculty members for the virtual book tour system. You run a PR company. You don't take on as many clients anymore.
Right.
But what are some of the secrets that, let's say, a first-time author at a very, very, with a very small budget, on a shoestring budget, what could they utilize to make something go to the top of the charts? I love the way you like utilizing PR with holidays or some type of annual celebration that's happening in the U.S. or abroad, and then dovetailing or piggybacking that with PR. What are some of the things that you do?
Absolutely. Well, you can create very powerful media releases that are based on current events that are going on. And so you can do something as simple as creating a survey that you publicize. So a really good example that one of my clients created was that they created a survey about whether Katie Couric was brainless or bodacious for going from NBC to CBS. and that helped promote her book. I've done the same thing, created many, many surveys using technology like the Ask database, just getting these questions, repurposing these questions. And one of the other tools that I use when I'm being interviewed is I take the top 10 questions that I've generated from Ask the Persuader, and that becomes my question list that the interviewers typically will ask me when they want to know what questions to ask me ahead of time. But to answer your question more specifically, to get more books sold, we'll use media releases. We will do things like give books away in a very public way. So, for example, rather than doing book signings, which I've done, by the way, and it is very painful to have only two or three people show up.
it's a test of moxie, I think, and vigilance, but it's not fun.
Right. If you like that, that's great. But if you really like to sell books, it's not that much fun. But one of the things that any author can do that's on this call right now, if you're going to be in a town and if you're going to be giving a talk, and I don't care if your talk is to two people or 200,000 people, you can call up the local bookstores in that town, let them know that you're going to be in the town speaking, and they will bring more of your books in. Well, that's one of the secrets to getting distribution, is to get as many books as you can in as many bookstores as you can. Now, bookstores are really great about bringing books in initially if you have a good publisher, if you've really done a good job with your distributor and those kinds of things, but they don't always get them across the way they should. So one of the best things that authors can do is just let them know that they're going to be speaking, and they bring the books in. When the books are there, they're going to sell them. So that's a grassroots guerrilla technique that you can use. You can tie into current events like we started to talk about with PR. So for example, I might do something right now, let's just say, because JonBenet Ramsey is back in the news. It's a horrible thing that happened, all of those kinds of things, but I might say, what persuasive techniques will law enforcement use to interrogate or interview this person that will be effective to determine if this was really the person who killed JonBenet Ramsey? And then I would tie that into persuasion techniques that I teach in the book, how they could develop rapport with this person, how they could interview him more efficiently, more effectively. I have a background in law enforcement, so that would also tie in very clearly, and I'll get lots of interviews about that. It will help me sell a lot of books. Virtually anybody on here needs to look at their background in great detail. What have I done? What am I going to do? What are my interests? What are the things that my social group likes? And tie all of those things together in relationship to the book, and then start looking at how you can use those stories, because really a book is nothing, even a business book, while it may be very linear in its process and teaching people things, is still a story. There's a story behind the book and about the book, and the media loves stories. That's how they make their living. That's what they want more of. So when you create these stories, and Rick knows this better than anyone, but as you create these stories, they get to be told over and over again. And in my opinion, as a persuader, Alex, one of the reasons that your virtual book tours work so well is simply because of that, because these things become stories. You ask questions that allow people like me to tell my stories. And as I tell that story, it becomes much more than 10 things you should know about my book. It becomes an emotional, living thing that people have to devour more of.
Mm. And nothing is persuasive as the truth, and that's what persuasion gets to, is the art of getting what you want, you know, doing it ethically, like you mentioned. Every part of the PR campaign that you would do, or every way that you would get into a corporation as it relates to the book, has to do with the content of the book or what they can get out of the book. AskThePersuader.com, when they go through that, they will hear and get access to our virtual book tour in a recording format, correct?
Mm-hmm. That's right. You should actually have a copy of that. It should be on everything that they get. They can certainly hear the replay at AskThePersuader.com, and do ask questions. I encourage that. And just remember that persuasion is simply giving people enough information that they can come to their own best conclusion, which happens to be one you share.
Pet projects? What's a future pet project for you?
Future pet projects for me are to create even more detailed information on persuasive storytelling.
And is it going to be repurposed in any format, like a sales presentation on stage, or is it going to be in a book format? Because, you know, you can take 200 pages, you can type the same content on an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper, drill 3 holes in it, put it in a 3-ring binder, and get 10 times more money for it.
Right.
Is that true?
That's absolutely true, Alex. And to answer your question, I would never only write a book. It'll certainly be in book format, because the great thing about a book is, and particularly if you promote the book the way you're suggesting, is that it creates such tremendous credibility for you. It gives you a platform that you can leverage in many different directions. So while I'll write many more books, every single one of my books will just be, they'll be a lever that will launch me into multiple six-figure, seven-figure opportunities from each and every one that I produce.
Okay, so Dave, we're going to do a lot of work together next year, and I know we're going to share the platform several times. I want to thank you for taking time. You're out in Idaho, correct?
That's right. I'm here in Boise again for a while, and it's wonderful to be here.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining us. That's Dave Lacani, and you can see and listen to AskThePersuader.com, the virtual book tour we did. Now, imagine if you're explaining the book and people listen to the book being explained before they read it. Isn't that an easier way for the book to get consumed? I think my answer is yes. And that's what I want you to do. Have the book explained before they get to read it. And after it's recorded, and if you decide to transcribe it, what a great way to build a list as an ethical bribe. I keep saying ethical bribe. What is that? It is a bribe. If you give me your email address and name, I will give you the ethical bribe of the replay and the transcripts to the virtual book tour. You don't say ethical bribe, but you say you get free instant access to, and that's the verbiage, and you'll see that as you go through these pages. Let's go to page 10, and this is the final case study for today on the ask pages. That's the first step of the three-step formula. Remember, ask, and then we're going to take a two-minute bathroom break. I have taken surveys, folks, of over 10,000 teleseminar students of mine. And I asked them, okay, I pour my heart out. Sometimes a teleseminar, I've had a teleseminar last 7 hours and 23 minutes. Kay, at Recorded Moments right now, is nodding her head yes. And we had two recordings of that. And that was from Teleseminar Secrets because the questions just kept pouring in. And we were here till 2 o'clock in the morning. But of all the things I've asked, what has been most beneficial to you listening to me? You know what they've said? The bathroom break. The 2 minute bathroom break. So I'm going to give everyone a 2 minute bathroom break. If you have a phone that is cordless, take it with you. You're muted. Okay. And, you know, forgive my candor, but take it with you. I don't want you to miss anything. I'm going to see if I can get Chris Atwood on the phone in a couple minutes, and we're going to ask him a couple questions. We did a virtual book tour. I happened to do that from Singapore, and that was for AskPassionTest.com, and you get to see a case study from there. But before your bathroom break, let me move on to page 10 as the final case study. Another dear friend of mine, and this is Bobby DePorter, and her husband, Joe Chapin, and Bobby run Super Camp. Now, if you have any adolescents in your family or friends or loved ones, send them to Super Camp. Awesome experience. She is the co-founder of QLN.com, and she has an amazing conference center, experiential conference center down in the San Diego area. She's a student of Georgi Lozanoff, who taught accelerated learning, whose techniques I've learned from. You know, one of his mantras was, everything speaks. Everything speaks. Have you seen the way I've been utilizing that strategy? Have you seen the way I've been asking people to go to VBTSystem.com? Have you seen the way and listened? Listen to the way I'm acknowledging people as they're coming on. I want you to do the same thing. When someone is taking on the course, the virtual book tour system, which is a four-module course, Jeff Soler, congratulations. Michelle Culp, congratulations. We got your facts. Keith Hadrill, congratulations. And Sarah Reed. The reason we do that is to communicate. This is not a monologue. It's a dialogue. And accelerated learning is all about you writing stuff down, is all about you listening, is all about you looking at these case studies, And a lot more. And Georgi Lozanoff is the father of that accelerating learning techniques. And she was also, Bobby, was also the student of Buckminster Fuller, Bucky Fuller. And, of course, Mark Victor Hansen was a protege of his. And I had the good fortune to meet Bobby probably for the third time. I'd met her at Super Camp as a speaker there. And she came into Orlando to Mark Victor Hansen's Megabook Marketing University. Mark is listening to this call. Hi, Mark. And this presentation was done on the platform. Any student who has come on board knows that if you were there. And we did this call while I was in Orlando. And we got 417 leads. We got 426 questions. And it cost Bobby and Joe less than $450 to do this. Everything. The web work. Everything. The database. You can't do a virtual. The plane trip. Just going to the city costs more than that. So the case study number 7 is AskBobbyNow.com, and Bobby is spelled B-O-B-B-I, AskBobbyNow.com. Many people will ask, hey, what should my name be, you know, when I put on my ask page? Well, it could be anything. But sometimes we utilize names. Sometimes we utilize the name of the book, like Ask Passion Test. And let's see. Chris, are you on yet?
I am, Alex.
Oh, my gosh. It worked. Can you believe we did this? Welcome.
Great.
You're, I think, just a couple miles away. Are you still in Marin?
I am.
Okay. I'm going to go to you in just 30 seconds. I wanted to check in with you.
Great. Thanks, Alex.
Okay. And so with Ask Bobby Now, BobbiNow.com, look what we did. Her book is Quantum Success. But see where it says, get your free chapter now. That is so important. You got to be able to have a free chapter being given away. Many publishers don't allow this. Publishers, if you're listening, big or small, world famous or not world famous, please allow for breadcrumbs to be given out so people can come back to the loaf of bread. Or cake crumbs so people can come back to the cake. Why? Because people need to try before they buy. So if they know they're going to get a free chapter, it will only assist in selling more books. So it's not, in fact, it's insane not to give free chapters. And I have hit a brick wall with some publishers who won't allow free chapters to be given away. Look, love me, don't love me. I will tell you this. Turn up the volume or change the channel and hang up. Any publisher who does not allow their author to give away free chapters is losing money. And that's the business we're in. So please, don't make this a hobby. Make it a professional business. Allow free chapters to be given away. That's what we did with this virtual book tour, and that was an ethical bribe to get people on the call. The question is, what's your most important question on how to accelerate your career and life path to success? And the title of her book is Quantum Success. Now, we're going to take a two-minute bathroom break. Two-minute bathroom break. Take the phone with you and take a break, because I'm not going to go over any notes right now, just so I make sure that you don't miss anything. Let me go live right now and see if you're still with me. Give me a loud yes. Are you on? Okay, sometimes we're so loud I can't even mute the phone because the phone doesn't recognize the star five I'm utilizing. Okay, Chris, thank you so much for joining us. I tell you, talk about an accelerated relationship. I could just say you're one of my closest friends, and we just met not long ago.
I could say the same thing, Alex.
Well, let's go through this process. We met a while ago by phone.
Yep.
And you are probably the best connector I know. You and Janet make almost a living in connecting people, and you do a lot of things. Let everyone know what publishing company you're a part of and what are your pet projects now before we continue.
Oh, great. Thank you so much for that, Alex. Publishing company, I think you're referring to our online magazine, Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise.
Yes.
And with that, we are most well known for our Passion Series, where twice a month we interview incredibly successful people about what they found was key to discovering their passions and living a passionate life. And we just had Alex Mandojan on that series this last month, and it was one of our best interviews, I have to say.
You're just saying that.
Well, along with people like Wayne Dyer and Stephen Covey and John Gray and Neil Donald Walsh, who were also great.
Thanks, too.
But Alex was definitely right up there with one of the top. And then we do have a company. My partner is Janet Atwood. Although we're no longer married, we were once married. We still are best friends and business partners. We have recently published a book called The Passion Test, The Effortless Path to Discovering Your Destiny.
Get that book, everyone. Passion Test. Get it. It's available where is it available on your website? And then I think it's available at Amazon as well, correct?
Well, and askpassiontest.com, I think.
That's true.
Yeah. The passiontest.com through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and we're using the principles that we teach and that we live by, which is our company called Enlightened Alliances, in which in living those principles, it's made it possible for us to have relationships with people like you, Alex, and to be able to accelerate those relationships rapidly, because you represent the values that we hold so dear, this whole idea of transparency and consistency. And I love one of the principles that you shared with us recently, which I just love. I have to share it, Alex, but you said, I am so happy when people copy what I do and when they rip me off. And it's such a cool concept, because what you've done, Alex, is what we consider to be the principles of an enlightened alliance, is you've created situations in everything that you do where everyone wins. And for us, that's what an enlightened alliance is, where everyone benefits. So when someone copies what you're doing, they benefit by being able to apply the incredibly powerful principles that you teach, and you benefit because you've created tools that allow them to do that most effectively, that you continue to benefit from as well. And it's just so brilliant. And
may I speak to that just for a moment?
Please.
The principle, and this is so, so important for everyone listening, because this is the number one question I get, and I want to encourage you, Chris, to talk about the number one question you get as part of the passion test.
Yeah.
The number one question I get is, how do I protect my marketing strategies? Or how do I protect my content? Or how do I protect my training? That is not the right question. That is scarcity-based, believe it or not. I know, because I used to ask that question. Here's the right question. And it is the right question, whether you want to believe in it or not. Because you will make money if you ask this question. Everyone ready? If you're back from your bathroom break, please write this down. I have visions now, people writing it in different parts of the house. Write this down in the palm of your hand. It is this question. How do I make money when people take from me without paying me? How do I make money when people take from me without paying me? Now, really, what I typically say to friends who I've, you know, known for a while is, how do I make money when people rip me off? But that's not as supportive.
Yeah.
And with Chris, I can't say that in front of him, you know, because, you know, he'll hold my feet to the fire. So how do you make money when people take from you and not pay you directly for that? Well, I coined virtual book tour. It did not exist 4 years ago. And I see it coming up over and over again, just like Ask Campaign. I coined that and other terms. Now, the beauty of it is when it becomes so generic, they start using it like a verb. So virtual book tour that, or do an ask campaign with that. When they use it like a verb, you know that it's been, you know, brought to the masses. Now, if someone takes from this concept, and let's say you don't take the course, you don't need to take the course to do well. I think you'll do a lot better and you'll accelerate the learning. But if you don't take the course in October, well, I will still generate revenue through Ask Database, through Literary Circle software, if you decide to come on board with that, through Audio Generator, Marketing Makeover Generator, or any one of the other tools that Chris was speaking of. So create situations so that others can benefit and that you can benefit too. I had an aunt one time who had something stolen that was very dear to her. It was a piece of jewelry, and she had the greatest attitude. And I would never, never, I think even at 70 couldn't have this attitude, because this thing was given to her by her husband, who was, gone at the time and had passed on. And she said, well, at least someone is enjoying that necklace. And so that's the attitude that is enlightened. And so, Chris, let's talk about the most asked question you get about the passion test, and then move on.
Yeah, absolutely. Once people have gone through the passion test and got clear on what are their top five passions, we always hear the same question, Alice. That is, well, how do I support myself living my passions? How do I make money living my passions? And that's why I'm so excited to be here, because that's what you teach. You know, you teach how to promote yourself with passion. In fact, when you did our interview, you created a whole website called Promote with Passion, which led people here to this call so that they could learn how to promote what they're doing with passion.
Well, I'm glad you're here, and I want to know what you're doing next, because I think you are finally putting together a premium training for individuals who want to get more in touch with their passion. When is that happening, and what is it called?
Well, we're doing a Choose Your Destiny program this fall in October, which is really the first step for that, and it's aimed at helping people not only discover their passions and to learn how to answer this question of how do I promote myself, how do I create wealth doing that. And for people who are, what we're doing right now is we have a teleseminar series going on called Choose Your Destiny, and people can go to Actually, they can send me an email if they're interested in doing that. Just send it to chris@enlightenedalliances.com. chris@enlightenedalliances.com. But the,
you're a very brave man.
I know.
Giving out an email address on a phone, on a teleconference.
I am a brave man. So.
Thank you.
But that's what we're doing, Alex, and then we're in the process of creating a whole program to allow people to teach the passion test and to make it available to others as well.
Well, I appreciate you making it here. It was impromptu, and as part of the faculty for the virtual book tour system, you're going to be coming back on and giving us some insights because you have written a book and I have not, so I have plenty of questions for you.
Great. Thanks so much, Alex.
Okay, and say hi to Janet for me.
I will.
Okay, that was Chris Atwood, and you see, it's just amazing what books can do. They can just draw people in from just various different parts of the world, and it's just amazing how everything comes together with a simple book, a simple book. And let's talk about the Ask page, because this has changed my life. Page 11. You're back now, right, from your bathroom break? Page 11. Now, this is the non-digital template. For those of you who have come on board, you will get the digital templates for free because I want you to get going as quickly as humanly possible. Ramon Nichols, Barbara Henderson, Stephen W. Allen, and Hubert Centers, congratulations. In fact, Richard Bone, Sell More Now, Inc. What a great name. Welcome, and welcome aboard. Now, let's talk about the Ask page. And this is a template that you can, I encourage you to copy this if you are not going to come on board with the virtual book tour system at vbtsystem.com, because you do need to utilize this. It's very important. Now, welcome to www.ask, and then just fill in your name. Do this later. I want you to make a couple copies so you have access to this. Now, let's say I wrote in askharvecker.com. Okay, I did a virtual book tour with Harv, a dear friend. I've been on his platform twice now. And the next question underneath, you see, what's your single most important question about how to... And then in that blank, you put the promise of your book. Now, if you go to askharvecker.com, it says how to discover the secrets of your millionaire mind and master the inner game of wealth. Master the inner game of wealth was the promise of his book. So make sure you create a promise that you can put in your ask campaign. In fact, if the promise isn't worth putting it there, then it's not worth utilizing on the book, because people are going to read it over and over and over again. In fact, listen to this concept. Why don't you test your promise? You know, the title of your book is your title. You know, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. That's your title. But mastering the inner game of wealth, that's great, because that shows you what you need to do. That's what you're going to get out of the book. So Harv sat down probably with many people and just brainstormed that promise. Brainstorm your promise, not your title. Your title is nowhere near as important as what your subtitle is. My opinion only. Because your promise to your book is what people get out of your book. So test your promise by doing ask campaigns. Now, if you get more questions with one promise than the other, pop quiz. Which promise are you going to utilize on the cover of your book? The one that gets the most questions. Because the one that gets the most questions will be the one that you will have on your book, and you will sell more books because they'll see it. You can't look over people's shoulders when they're taking it off the bookshelf. Make sure your promise does have the level of passion you want your reader or the first time, you know, passerby just takes off the shelf and looks and says, this sounds very interesting. I want to master the inner game of wealth. That's the promise. Okay. And then underneath it says, join us for our live virtual book tour. This is a template, so you just put the date there. I encourage you to make an intention and write a date down now. I'm going to have a virtual book tour by and then put the date. Any one of my students that have come on board at vbtsystem.com, I'm going to have a contest. And the winner of the contest, we're going to have two types of winners. The first winner is someone who's never done a teleconference. And the second type of winner is going to be someone who has done a teleconference. Two different divisions. And the winners will be voted on by the rest of the students, and I will do my own virtual book tour with them with all my resources. And I will not get the vote. All the students will. That will be a contest that we're doing. And many students listening right now haven't heard that, so welcome aboard. That's what's going to happen. Underneath where it says you're listening to, right underneath where the headshot is, this is on page 11, I want you to put your name later, not now. Then I would put Harv Eker, because this is the Harv Eker page that I'm doing. And then just remember that your target audience or website visitors are typing in their question in that space. All of the case studies I showed you up to page 10, that's where those spaces are, where people type in the question. It goes straight into an Ask database or any database you want. I like to put it into an Ask database because it's a search engine for survey data. It's a lot easier to evaluate than just coming through email. And then the first name and email, what does that do? That builds your list. And then remember, here's my question. That's the button. I would put in the word Harv, because this is Harv's campaign. I just made it up. And we had it once before, and you can see it at AskHarvEker, EKER.com. Now, putting down, here's my question, and your first name will generate how many percent? 20% more than just putting a button that says submit. All right. So I spent the large portion of our seminar on that first part. Why? Because the ask part is the most important. If you're going to be like bamboo, that's the first 3 years of a bamboo germinating under the ground. After it sees the light of day, then in 60 days, it is full grown. That's how the ATS formula is. Let me remind you, A is for ask, T is for thank, and S is for sell. So we just got done with the ask. And you know, like anything, the deeper the foundation, the taller the building. The ask is the foundation. That's why I spent an hour and 20 minutes on it. And I don't have to spend as much time on these other two, because if you prepare a book and you create an outline, you have a table of contents, and you have a great book proposal, whether or not you send it to a major publisher, do it for yourself. I know Rick Frischman is just smiling right now, shaking his head. Do your own book proposal for yourself, because anything that's written is alive. It's real. And if you can't name it, it does not exist. So make sure you do one for yourself. Okay, so let's move on to the T part of the ATS formula. A is for ask, and T is for thank. I'm going to go live right now, and I want to hear from everyone. I want to hear thank. Say really loud, thank. Here we go. Okay, if you've just joined us, please mute out. If you're on the call, thank you. Now, thank is the second part of the formula. Okay, we got background noise there. If you're on, please mute out with star 6, please. Thank you. We have two more guests on, so thank you. Whether that's Judith and Jim or Sean Phillips, thank you for that. Now, thank is the next space. See, and let me make another point. Let's talk transparency. There's no between the lines with me. You see how that stuff like that happens? It's nobody's fault. It just happens. I'm asking people to come from date night. Sean Phillips is at a date night with his wife at a restaurant, and he's coming in to encourage me to keep going with this, and he's honoring me. So it just happens. You know, there's just background noise. We're all about progress, not perfection. Write that down. That's something I got from my mentor, Dan Sullivan, a strategic coach. Make it about progress, not perfection. If you make it about perfection, you will always be depressed. You can't make perfection. It's like chasing a rainbow. It's fun to chase, but it's the process of chasing that should be fun, not touching it, because you can't. So it's about progress. Write that down. Progress, not perfection. And that's what I want to put into your consciousness. I'm all about progress. And sometimes, you know, you have to be naked in front of your audience and say, you know what, sorry about that, but let's keep going. You know, and it makes you more real. So please, just what's happening in real time right now, take it and understand that it's important for you, if it happens in your calls for virtual book tours or any other teleseminar, acknowledge it. Don't ignore it. I had a family where we would ignore a problem. It was like a pink elephant on the table, and we just ignore it. We'd eat around it, and, you know, we don't do that anymore. So thank your target market. That's step 2, page 12. Thank your target market for responding and confirm all virtual book tour registrants. There's two types of thank yous. Write this down. It's nowhere in your notes. There's the on-page thank you and the off-page thank you. On-page is on a website. Off-page is an autoresponder. So case study number 11 is sample autoresponder confirmation. Sample autoresponder. Autoresponder is a robot email that you will get automatically when something happens. Many of you, in fact, everyone on this call got an autoresponder reminding you to get on this call. Stephen Allen, congratulations. Barbara Henderson, congratulations. Hubert Centers, congratulations. And B. Raj Vostrad, congratulations. And Richard Parks Gordock, congratulations. You are on the list for the training coming up. I just want to acknowledge you to make sure you are getting the preloaded iPod, which is coming up on page 15. So sample autoresponder confirmation, the fill-in on page 12, next to case study number 8, is sample. Sample is written, autoresponder is the fill-in. And this is it. This is the entire autoresponder. Talk about transparent. This is what the message was in the autoresponder after they registered. Your registration is now confirmed. This is your electronic confirmation because you registered for a live virtual book tour of The Passion Test with Chris and Janice Atwood, co-hosted by Alex Mondosian. I'm Alex Mondosian, right? I did this from Singapore. My family was in Singapore for 4 months. I trained there for the Ames Asia Internet Marketing School, of which I'm a co-founder of, but I wanted the show to go on. So Chris Atwood, whom you just heard, this was the autoresponder for their book and for their virtual book tour. This is an off-page. Write that down. It's an off-page thank you. That's the second part of the formula, thank. Why is it off-page? Because they're not getting it on a website. They're getting it through email. So you may not have known that before. If you did, and hopefully it's more indelibly burned into your mind. There's on-page and off-page. You must do both because not everyone pays attention to an on-page message. Many people asked my executive assistants. We have four of them, right? We have Denise, Sherry, and Abby, and we have Wendy, but she made a few calls, I think, before she went on vacation. Everyone should have been called, and if you didn't, that's because you signed up late or just right before the call, so you should have got a call from us. And if you're getting registered now, you're getting calls from our team. Okay? Now, the reason this is possible is because we're getting off-page confirmations and we are calling you in real time. The only people not getting calls are the faxes because they're coming into my office. So I'm sorry, you'll have to wait a week. There's another one. You'll have to wait a day, excuse me. So this autoresponder is exactly as is. Would you like to borrow it? Take it. It's yours. If you would like to see 23 others that are templates where you just have to put in your name and the date and the numbers, then that is part of the bonuses for when it says Alex's tested email templates. That's on the final page. I paid a copywriter $3,500 to revise my work, not to create it, to revise it. And I put a $3,500 value. It's probably worth $350,000. But that's what it cost me. And as the website templates, it cost me $3,300. So, you know, sometimes you see bonus gifts that are bloated. This is what it cost me personally. So I thought that was fair to put it down. That's page 13. Page 13. Page 13. www.askpassiontest.com. Askpassiontest.com. That is the fill-in. Please write that down. Askpassiontest.com. Why is that important? Because that is the case study. When you go to askpassiontest.com/askthanks.php, you see that there? It's written. All you have to fill in is Ask Passion Test, next to www, and then the rest of it is there. When you go there later, not now, that was the thank you page. It's a message from me, the interviewer. If you don't have an interviewer, just make the message from you. It has the fact that your registration is confirmed. It has the dial-in number. There was no PIN code necessary. It has the time. It was, I think, 1 a.m. in the morning, my time in Singapore. I forget what time, but it was way, way late. And then click here to claim your two free chapters. Thank you, Janet and Chris. Not one, but two. They're really smart. And then check this out. Click here to buy one, two, or more copies. Why sell only one book, you guys? Come on! You sell two books. You can sell five books, one for yourself and one for friends. In fact, if you want to podcast the replay to this, let me give it to you right now. It's askpassiontest.com/replay. If you're not going to come on board, download it. If you are going to come on board with the training, then it's on your iPod, preloaded. If you want to take a sneak peek and a listen to it, just go to askpassiontest.com/replay. You can download it or listen to the audio generator buttons on the page. Either way, it's convenient for you. But I want you to notice that the click here to claim two free chapters and the click here to buy one or more books, that's after people have registered. The page before was the off page. That's the autoresponder. This page, page 13, we're looking at, case study number 9, is on page. Every time someone registers for this virtual book tour, which I recommend being free for most people, unless you're a big-time author like a Stephen Covey, then you make sure that they get this after they register, and you ask them to print the page. Print the page. Those three keywords have changed my life, and they will change yours. And you will see that there is a tell-a-friend script. Friend one, friend two, friend three. I'm going to give that to everyone for free. It costs $1,800 for my partner, Rick Raddatz, to create that. And we have taken songs and made them viral. Carly Goodwin out of Nashville had a song called Baby Come Back Home. And it was during the Gulf War crisis. And it was for the service people that were overseas. And there were lots of family here. And she wrote a song. And through this tell-a-friend script, she started with 100 people on her list. And her mother was very much involved. And they built their list to thousands with the tell-a-friend script. Here are my testing and tracking results. Write this down. 2.4 people will be sent the tell-a-friend script. In other words, 2.4 people. For every person who puts in their first name and email after they've registered, they send it to 2.4 people. I hope that's clear. 2.4 people every time someone sends it out. They send it not to one, but to 2.4. Sometimes three, sometimes two. Now, how many people actually do it? 16 out of 100 people do it. So 16% of all the people who register send it to 2.4 people. Well, that's 38% for doing nothing. What does that mean? That means out of every 100 people that come to your virtual book tour, you get 38 more like clockwork if you have that there. If you have that tell-a-friend script. And I'm going to give you the tell-a-friend script for free on the call. Why? Because I want you to utilize this. Because I want you to go from student to affiliate to partner. That's what we do. It's like a 3-year program. Sometimes it's 3 months, sometimes it's 3 weeks. Student, affiliate, partner. Utilize that tell-a-friend script. We'll get to it in just a moment. So that is the thank part of the ATS formula. Let's move on to step three. And Judith and Jim, if you're on, stand by because we're going to go straight to you. The ATS formula, step number three. Okay, step number three. Here it is. The fill-in is sell. I'm going to go live now. Everyone say sell. But it is. Wow. Sometimes I can't mute out. It's so loud. Okay, Judith, are you there? Sean, are you there?
Yeah, I got you, Alex. Am I live?
You're live. Why don't you press *6 for 2 minutes and we'll bring you back, okay?
Got it, buddy. Bye.
Thank you. Okay. Sean is in a restaurant right now. Sell is the fill-in. Sell is the fill-in. And sell your book's promise, not your title. The book is not as important. The title is not as important as the promise, which is the subtitle. I know I'm going to get a lot of feedback from this, but you know what? This is my experience. And you don't have to believe me, but this has been my experience. So for me, it's true whether you believe me or not. Sell your book's promise. Don't sell your title. The title is nowhere near as important. Now, Think and Grow Rich is a very important title. How to Win Friends and Influence People, very important title. It's also the promise, right? But most books these days have a title and a promise, and the promise is a subtitle. The case study number 10 was introduced to me by one of my dear friends now, and she was also a student, and now she's a colleague because we're partners in some joint ventures that we're doing, and this was one of them. Her name is Ruby Ye, and the event that we did was beatopz.com, www.beatypez.com. Ruby introduced me to Mark Allen. Now, if you don't know Mark Allen, he runs New World Library. New World Library handles Dr. Deepak Chopra of Seven Spiritual Laws of Success, Dan Millman's Peaceful Warrior. In fact, you'll see something on Dan Millman if you simply go to newworldlibrary.com. If you just do it now, you'll see it. Or Eckhart Tolle, The Power of Now. Great, great, great publishing house. And they're here in Nevada where I live. Now, I was introduced to Mark Allen, and Mark Allen is all about effective laziness. And I just loved my first meeting with him, and we did a great a virtual book tour. www.batypez.com is where the ask page is, but the sell part, right? The sell part is giving the replay out, giving the replay to the virtual book tour, because what the replay does is it sells the book because it explains it. Now listen to this. We didn't sell books here. We gave his book away for free. I'm looking at it. It's called The Type Z Guide to Success. Here's the promise. A lazy person's, see that? Not lazy man's, which you often hear. Persons brings in men and women. A lazy person's manifesto for wealth and fulfillment. Congratulations, Mark Allen. It's Mark with a C. And we did a virtual book tour. The replay is at www.batypez, which is just the opposite of type A, which is where I fall into, right? Type double A, have you noticed so far? www.batypez.com/replay, and you will get access to the audio replay. Now, why does this sell? Because it sells an experience. It sells feelings, not words. Books sell words. Audio sells feelings. You can listen to this while you're multitasking. You can't read while you're multitasking. You can listen to this while you're watching TV. You can't do that while you're reading a book. You can listen to this downloaded to your podcast, to your iPod, in your car, in a subway, on a bus. That's passive learning. You can multitask with audio. That's why I love audio. Listen to the results. 417 new leads, 426 questions. We sold the multimedia book for $30. It was $29.95. We sold an experience. It was the first time ever done. Congratulations, Ruby A, who was really the person who drove this thing. It was her brainchild. Sell a multimedia book, which is repurposed content, and give the physical book away. What an amazing concept, and I hope we do that again and again and again on virtual book tours, because you don't have to just sell the book. You don't have to promote the book. Promote the promise of the book. And multimedia has more senses involved. Sean, if you'd come back on, I'll hold you just for 2 minutes, because I know it's your date night tonight.
You got me, Alex.
Okay, now, even though there's noise in the background, tell everyone who you are, what family you belong to, and what is the next project you're working on, and how the virtual book tour is going to help you, because we haven't done one yet.
Alex, I'm Sean Phillips. I call it the older brother of Bill Phillips, of EAS, Body for Life fame. And I've been working with you. We're strategizing on launching the biggest second act in fitness. Really full strength, you know, for life. It's an exciting book, an exciting project coming up in 07.
And where are you right now? You at a restaurant?
Go. Alex, I'm muting out. I'm in downtown Denver right now on a date night.
Okay. And so just go ahead. We'll just deal with it, because this is, I'm grateful that you're here, and I want to just demonstrate that we can do a teleconference from anywhere. So right now you have a product called Full Strength at fullstrength.com, and it's a premium shake. It's actually a food. Is that correct?
Yeah, I really call it the world's first performance fast food. I just have loved the nutrition shake model, and I have a vision for nutrition shakes. I believe it can be the future of food. In 15 years, the most predominant form of fast food is a nutrition shake, which changed the state of this country and the well-being of this world, really.
And so the book is going to explain how men specifically can stay fit over 40, because something terrible happens to us at 40 sometimes. What is that specifically, so everyone can hear, especially men? Women probably have already noticed this.
Well, and I think it's really the rules change when we get into the second half of life. And really have taken the focus and broadened it. And you just said it a minute ago with Mark Allen, which it's not just about men. It's really about everyone. And I'm looking at what Bill has achieved with Bodies for Life and the kickoff that has really catapulted this whole concept of living a strong life. You know, give Lance Armstrong some credit for the strength and live strong piece. But really, I'm looking at bringing the concept of strength training and strength food to living a strong, healthy, vibrant life, a high quality of life, not just longevity, but high quality.
And what is the book? Now, the book you haven't written yet, and I had mentioned just before you got on the call about an hour and a half ago, Pete Williams and David Black. Tell me more about what a forthcoming book is going to be. You haven't even titled it yet, but we're already planning the virtual book tour of it, and we're going to do several virtual book tours.
Well, it's really bringing the concept. I'm going to drive with the idea of strength. I mean, I want to say, you know, this is a call between you and I and friends. So really, I like to say that the manifesto behind the book is Get Strong or Die, because the value of strength training has been proven. Body for Life, Bill, managed to launch the meme and the value that strength training was encoded in the Body for Life piece. So I want to bring that forward and say, that we know and love all the exercises and all the practices, but I want to really say that strength training is about living a longer and healthier life. Scientific studies done at Harvard University have shown that strength training in 6 months can reverse the biomarkers of aging by up to 12 years. Nothing else can do that.
And so the book, and what do you have in mind for the book? Because many people, and by the way, thank Angie for allowing you to do this with me. I appreciate that. The book, I want to just make it really clear, what Sean's message is going to be repurposed into a book explaining the concept in over 200 pages. So he already has the product, Full Strength. You just go to fullstrength.com, get a sample, right?
Yeah.
But he already has the product. It's a premium nutrition shake. It's a food. I know, you know, I take it twice a day, and I can replace a meal with it because it is a meal. But the book is going to explain the concept, and it's almost going to be an editorial advertisement for the power of strength training and how it can not only accelerate the quality of life, but reverse aging. Is that what you're going to talk about?
Yeah, exactly. Living stronger, living longer, and it's really integrating how you eat, how you train, how you live. So strong mind, strong body, strong food, nutrition, everything you feed yourself, everything, every thought you take in your body and everything you eat is it's all supposed to the same energy. So I'm looking at the energy you put out, the energy you bring in, a whole system. And we're integrating into it the Full Strength product, the Full Strength meme, as a meme, the whole value of strength as a whole. I think that's a time that's come. So it's really, you know, it's really become a time for strength.
Do you think that planning for the virtual book tour for the book, it's kind of like the ad for the book, don't you think that benefits you writing the book? Because that's what I find doing in our little conversations we're having every week. The book is kind of writing itself.
Well, I mean, it's really creating, and we're getting so clear on and I love the piece that the title of the book brings you to the second, or the subtitle. The subtitle really is your promise, and so we're really working on that promise, and we're bringing that out. And, you know, I mean, Keith's on the call with us tonight, too, and David, and really enjoyed bringing into the conversation this whole teaching the publishing world how to bring it out and how we can really deliver this book with the virtual book tours. I mean, I did a lot of talking about this when I was in New York for a couple of days, going around, walking around. It was exciting for them to sit and listen to what we can do with this.
And we're going to build a list in the process.
Oh, huge, huge.
All right, go back to your wife and thank Angie, okay?
All right, we'll do. She's waving, saying hey, and I'm going to get back over there and enjoy that job.
Okay.
Thanks, Jack. Welcome.
That was Sean Phillips. And the reason I wanted to bring Sean on, and I'm grateful that he could make it, I didn't know if he could or not, because it is date night, is because he hasn't written the book, he hasn't written the outline to the book, and yet he's already thinking how to promote the book and how to explain the book, which in turn is going to have the book written for him. Authors, please listen closely. People who have manuscripts, please listen closely. If you have a book in your heart, yours truly, please listen closely. That's for me as much as it is for you. Prepare the spirit, and the message of your book has to flow through you before you put ink to paper or start pounding on your keyboard. And that's what Sean is doing. And that's why this call will go down in history. And getting Sean Phillips from a restaurant before he even wrote the book or started writing the book, and we're already planning the virtual book tour because we want to get the message out. A book without being purchased and read is impotent. The potency is when it's picked up and read and reread and reread, and that's what we're doing. And thank you, Sean, for that. Page 16. Let's move on. Page 15, I've told you more about than I need to at this point. You get a free preloaded iPod. It's worth $2,900 because you get to study all of my virtual book tours, and you get access to all of my virtual book tours from this point forward because I want to joint venture with you sometime in the future. Now, Steve Jobs invented iTunes or co-invented it, and iPods are typically for entertainment. They come empty. That, to me, is hardware, and that is... it's dumb. Dumb, not bad, but just dumb. It doesn't do anything. When you load it with entertainment and songs, then it becomes smart. Well, I'm about iLearning, and that's why I'm calling this a Learn Pod, because that's what it is. It's a pod you can hold in the palm of your hand. You can take it anywhere. When I was at Mark Victor Hansen's Mega Book Marketing University in Orlando, the 21 people that got access to this when they went home on the plane, actually people were actually going back to their hotel room. They were listening to virtual book tours. Isn't that amazing? What if you could preload iPods? Well, I can show you how to do it as an author. I have a company that does it, and I buy the iPods at wholesale because the margins aren't very big. So I just go ahead and buy it at wholesale, and I engrave the back of it, and I preload it, and that's where all the value is, and that's why it's worth $2,900. I don't stand for entertainment. I stand for education. Now, it may be infotainment to you sometimes, but today it's about education, and it's about leading with what? Leading with content and promoting with passion. And by the way, education fetches more money. So educate people, explain your book, and why don't you preload stuff on iPods? We can show you how to do it. It's going to be part of the course because people don't carry CD players around, but they can have an iPod. And if it's preloaded, all the work has been done for you. It's a great idea, and it works. Page 16. And Jim and Judith, if you're on the line, press star 6 and come through. Just say hi so I know you're there.
We're here, Alex.
Okay. Can I jump to you right now?
Sure.
Okay, because, of course, we're going to go a little over tonight, and I want to over-deliver, but you've been waiting patiently. Let's go over some of the questions we were going to talk about tonight, such as what happened and how it happened and what were the results, and just an overview, because this isn't the first exposure to me, but it was your first virtual book tour, and I think we had a lot of fun doing it.
Well, we had a great time doing it, and this was for our wedding book, The Smart Couple's Guide to the Wedding of Your Dreams, and The Promise, the subtitle is Planning Together for Less Stress and More Joy. And what we noticed was, one, it was very easy to put together. I really want to stress that for people who are not techies, and I am not techie.
You are not a techie, right?
Not at all.
Me neither.
Not you, right, not you either. It was very easy to put together. And the minute that the first invitational emails went out before the virtual book tour ever happened, we started seeing our numbers on Amazon drop and continue to drop those days before the virtual book tour, certainly during the virtual book tour, and then afterwards, because we took the recording and sent it out again. And we invited our friends to keep sending it out. And so what we have seen is that the numbers vacillate, of course, now, but they are lower than they've ever been on a steady basis, because it propels a kind of word of mouth that, because it's out there.
You mean when you say lower, it's going from, you know, 10,000 to close to number one, that sort of thing.
It's lower, you're right, it keeps getting lower.
And for those of you who don't understand Amazon yet, lower or falling numbers are terrific.
Are good.
Fall is good, fall is good.
Now, Judith, very quickly, because I want to hear the rest of the story, where can people get access to our virtual book tour? Is it up anywhere?
The recording will be posted up very soon.
And the Alex, people can take a look at the virtual book tour by going to smartweddingcouples.com/booktour. smartweddingcouples.com/booktour. And as a matter of fact, they're still able to access two free chapters of the book.
Excellent.
Which is part of the first page, the ask page.
So Judith, please continue.
And we are going to be posting the recording momentarily. And we are also going to be turning it into podcasts. We will be using it as a bonus, both as the recording and the transcript. We have a number of wedding products that we are going to be launching very soon, and this will be used as a bonus when people purchase those products. We will be turning it into articles, breaking up the transcript and using it as articles that will go out. It is being, you know, we can repurpose it so many different ways.
It's also a preview piece for the media people. And even for future publishers, we send media people there and say, take a look at that. We also have a media page with a reel so that they can see what we do on television. And what all of you have been saying over and over again is, Alex, you said, show the publisher you can sell it, and then they'll be interested, instead of go to the publisher with a book that has not been sold anywhere and say, would you please sell it for me? You have a better advantage of doing a virtual book tour and demonstrating that the book has legs, and then go to a publisher if you want to take that route. Frankly, to be honest with you, if from now on we're really considering the e-book route, because going to a publisher doesn't get you near the kind of commission that you get when you sell your own e-book.
Well, that's absolutely the truth, and I have a surprise for both of you, but I'm not going to give it out until I get your permission, but if the replay was up now, may I give the address?
Oh,
yes, please.
Are you ready?
Sure.
All right, everybody, write this down. www.smartwedding, that's two D's, smartweddingcouples.com/booktour/replay.
Oh, how
I will repeat. See, I love surprising friends and colleagues. You know, I love you guys, right?
Thank
you.
So,
and it is mutual. Sir.
And I didn't do it. Eric did, so you can thank him because he just instant messaged me. But it's www.smartweddingcouples.com/booktour/replay. Remember, everyone, forward slashes are slashes. They're not hyphens. So it's that little forward slash that is underneath the question mark on most keyboards. So continue.
Now, I'd just like to jump in here with a little information. We have been in the publishing game. We've got four books on the market. We've been in the game since 1997, well before you came along with this absolutely brilliant concept. And we have had the experience. One time I'm remembering with our first book when we didn't have a reputation, we ended up at a book signing. There were two of us and one of them. The poor woman felt overwhelmed.
And they left, probably.
No, actually, we were confident enough and secure enough to be able to keep her interested. But sitting there looking up at us, this one lady looking up at these two people that are going on and on about their book.
And we have also, a number of times, particularly on book tours when we've been out of state and the publisher was paying for it, thank goodness, been driven an hour away from our hotel to some Barnes & Noble or a Borders, some major bookstore, to show up at one of these book signings that got underpublicized. So again, I mean, I can remember one, there was nobody there. All this driving took place, our time was being used up, and for no good reason. So the virtual book tour idea is brilliant, and we have decided that our first book, as Jim just mentioned, which is The New Intimacy, and the promise, the subtitle is Discovering the Magic at the Heart of Your Differences. Next year, it's 10 years old. It's still in print. We are so proud of that. It was published by the same publisher as Chicken Soup for the Soul, and we're going to do a virtual book tour just before Valentine's Day next year to celebrate the 10th anniversary of that book. So we want to also invite everybody who's listening who already has books that have been published and are out for quite a while to think of a way to celebrate an anniversary, to celebrate some sort of holiday, however you can tie your book into a reason to give a virtual book tour for an old book.
Mm.
And start all over again.
Like pump new oxygen into that, right?
Exactly.
That's a great, great idea. That is a great idea. So what's the book you're thinking about?
Well, let me tell you, I'm glad you're asking.
Well, you know, I mean, come on.
Because we have, as I said, been in with publishers and with promoters and PR people and with authors primarily. We have spoken to tons of them over the last 10 years, approximately 9 years. And one of the things that we found, Judith and I were therapists when we started all of this. We are now info marketers, but we were therapists then. And one of the things that became clear to us as we did all this work with people, and we did work with showbiz celebrities and with corporate executives and singles and couples and just plain folks, is at the heart of the reticence and the resistance to going forward with just getting, like everybody on the call has said, start writing now, is the fear of being fabulous. And we have coined the term and trademarked the fear of being fabulous, and that's going to be the title of our next piece of work, and I would like to offer a freebie to the people on the call, if I may.
Well, I would be disappointed because all the work we've done together, I would say, where's the promotion with passion? Go for it. Now, before you do, sure. Everyone, please listen. This is complete transparency. It would be nuts not to get what he's about. I don't even know what he's going to say. But do you see how natural this is? In fact, it would have been seamless if I wasn't calling it out right now. But I want everyone to understand you can do this. You can. I remember Judith on the Teleseminar Secrets calls. We were talking about the price points of your teleconferences. And I would say, well, you know, you can't sell soft topic teleconferences for more than $20, and she'd say, why not? We just did one for $40, you know? And you proved me wrong, and I feel like, being proved wrong that way is the most pleasant way to get proven wrong. So tell
us
what you have.
It was like having our first date.
It was. So what can you give us?
Here's the freebie.
Go for it.
People are, with regard to the fear of being fabulous, it's the fear of actually coming full from your heart, from your soul, from your blood, from your being, and actually making yourself a presence out there in the world with your book and your words. People have trouble with that, and we are giving away free tips with respect to that issue. And if people go to fearofbeingfabulous.com, I'll repeat it, www.fearofbeingfabulous.com, and register there, you will get a series of tips that will guide you and, I think, inspire you to get to confront the fear, because the book is going to be entitled The Fear of Being Fabulous and What to Do About It. There's no point in just having a fear if there's nothing you can do about it. So go to fearofbeingfabulous.com and sign up for the tips, because please, please learn from us who struggled with this fear for years. It is better to be out there than confined inside your fear and your self-judgment. Don't do that. It's a waste of energy and life.
No truer words have been spoken tonight. Thank you, both of you. Any final comments or pet projects you're working on?
Well, that is certainly one of our pet projects, and we are also going to be starting our next copywriting secrets for soft topics, those famous soft topics that are relationships, health, beauty, anything that's not a direct money product. We will be doing
Can I promote that right now?
Sure.
Okay, September 13th. I am the interviewer.
Yes.
I am the interviewer, and I am interviewing Jim Snakowski, who's on the phone right now, and Judith Shervin. And it's going to be about tested copywriting secrets for soft topic authors. Is there a place anyone can opt in for that?
Yes, you can go to softtopiccopywritingsecrets.com, softtopiccopywritingsecrets.com. And there you will register, and when all of the dates are set, you will get the dates, and you will find out all of the information.
Okay.
And you'll get the information for being on the call on September 13th,
right,
when Alex interviews us.
That's right.
And then we'll have all the details then.
Right.
Thank you both.
I'd just like to say hello to Rick Frischman, because we have done some work with Rick, and his ebullience on the call earlier, he just absolutely radiates enthusiasm. And by the way, for those of you who don't know it, enthusiasm comes from the Greek term en theos, theos, which means the God within. That's the importance of enthusiasm.
And Rick does, that flows through him, doesn't it?
Yes. I'm telling you.
Listen, over there, it is 11:07. Thank you so much for staying up with us.
It's our pleasure. We will do it for you anytime.
Thank you. And that is Judith and Jim, and they will be with us again. I will be interviewing them on the 13th of September for the Soft Topic Author Copywriting Secrets. It's a whole different game. Now, we're going to take a two-minute bathroom break before we go through the next few pages, and there's about a half an hour more of content. It's in half an hour and more of content. Now, I promised everyone 2 hours. I don't know if this is over delivery or a little bit of content insanity, but I think it's important because, there's a little bit craziness in me, and I want to keep going with this, and we do have more pages to go through. So if you have 30 more minutes than you, let me unmute the call. Just give me a loud yes. Let me take a vote. You guys ready?
Yeah.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Boy. You guys are so loud, I can't mute the call. I tried 4 times. I was panicking there for a minute. All right, so everyone, take a bathroom break. Take a bathroom break and just listen to me. Or go get a peach Snapple from the fridge or water or whatever it is that you'd like to refresh yourself with. And just listen to what I have to say. There's nothing for you to write. Because page 16 is about repurposing. And this is the single most important page of the 31 pages. This is the single most important page. If you're listening, John Carter, welcome aboard. Now, this is like a family. I firmly believe it. I didn't want to say that at the beginning of the call because, you know, many of you may not know me, but you get a sense that there's a family here, that there's safety here. Many of you are getting calls right now left on your voicemail from Denise and from Abby. Welcome you aboard because this is what we do. Don Myers. Carlin Bunting, Leslie Cardinal, Suzanne Smith, welcome, all of you. Okay, we've had many, many people come on board, and many, many others will, and the bigger the family, the more powerful the network. Metcalfe's Law, the bigger the network, the more powerful it is. That's why the internet is what it is. So I want to talk to you about repurposing during this 2-minute break we have. Salvatore Vannuti, Jim Lewis, Don Myers, welcome. Come on, welcome aboard. Okay, I just came on. I just refreshed my screen and more people came on. So welcome everyone. We have plenty of pre-training before the October event. Okay, now, with repurposing content for accelerated profits, that's page 16. You start with this book. Just imagine a book. It's on the paper, but if you didn't take the paper with you, then just imagine this. You have a $20 book, and that is your purposed content. That is the purpose of your being if you're a writer. You have a title, you have a subtitle, which now you know is the promise of your book. And then, how do you repurpose it? How do you monetize it? You are not a writer. You are not an infopreneur. You are a marketing infopreneur. You write and you market. Your words are just the message. But selling that message, promoting that message, is so important to generating not only more profits, but a bigger and greater lifestyle so that you can have more time freedom in your life. And I'm assuming that's why you're doing this, is you want more freedom. Have you lost sight of that, or is it still within sight? Many times the light at the end of the tunnel has been temporarily turned off. I want to reignite that because it's a torch, and I want you to see it. Now, in a repurposed book, you can take a $20 book and you can repurpose it into a 3-ring binder. Same exact words, exact same words for $199. 20 bucks to $199. I mean, it sounds crazy, but it's true because now it's a course. You can repurpose it into a DVD video course with you talking. $399. A DVD course. Not a book, a course. Repurposed into a $79 CD audio course. In Nightingale Conant has done this with books and tapes, right? They've done it with CDs now. I want to get them to do it with preloaded iPods. I mean, wouldn't that be awesome to have that? Well, that's another way of repurposing. Or how about repurposed into a $799 online e-course? My course, 4 modules with 4 FAQ sessions the following day, are pre-recorded. Okay, this virtual book tour system course, okay? There are teletrainings. They are pre-recorded, and they will be transcribed. Instead of getting CDs that slide through that abyss in between, you know, that middle section of your car and your seat, you know the abyss I'm talking about? I have kids. I know what that abyss is like. Believe me. In fact, I have bloody knuckles trying to get CDs that slide through there. In fact, I have a Razor phone that will slide through there, and I can't get, and the person's still on the phone. And they said, Alex, is this you? I've never heard you talk that way before. That's because it was under my seat. I couldn't get it. I'm folding the seat. I'm putting the seat backward. It's in that area on the side. CDs are very, very inconvenient. I got to take 6 CDs, and usually they're in DVD cases, because that's what I've been teaching for the past 4 years, because DVD cases don't break like jewel cases. Where do you put that in the car? You can't. I'm looking at CDs. There's nothing wrong with CDs, but you have to preload, you know, your CD player if you have 6. With an iPod, it's simpler. In fact, if it slides into the abyss, you just pull it up because something is connected to the iPod. Your earphones, your little earphones that you have, and there's a wire there. You just pull it right up, you know, just like pulling a fish out of water. So the reason I believe in repurposing content on an iPod, and the reason I put all of my virtual book tours on an iPod, a Nano, a 1 gig Nano, is because it's so much easier. Now, my friend, my partner, and my co-author, my first book is going to come out very soon, and it's called the Business Podcasting Bible. The Business Podcasting Bible. And Paul Culligan, who just IM'd me, said, you bet it is, because I've been telling you all this time, I don't have a book. And he says, stop saying that. Well, I don't. It's not published yet, but it is going to be published. It is going to be released. And Paul Culligan and I have co-wrote that book because we know a lot about podcasting. Now, what do you do to catch a podcast? Podcast can be repurposed book content. And Podcast Secrets, which is the course we're going to teach, and the Business Podcasting Bible is about monetizing podcasts. And if you want to listen to all of our podcasts for free, we have the #1 marketing podcast online. More listeners than anyone. We've generated more joint ventures. In fact, our publisher came there. We had 2 publishers come from just listening to it. You go to marketingonlinelive.com. and you can listen to the podcast. MarketingOnlineLive.com. Podcasting is the future. You are a content provider. You are a content provider. So content can be repurposed into podcasts. So rather than having CDs slide through that abyss in your car and just scrape your knuckles trying to get to them and being frustrated, well, what I'm saying is you don't have to do that anymore. Stick a little antenna on the side of your iPod, find a free FM station, and whatever content is on that iPod, whether it's music or I call it Learn Pods, there's content, there's learning. You can hear it over your radio. Isn't that wild? You can do that, and we're going to teach it. And Paul is part of the faculty for the Virtual Book Tour System, and we're co-teaching and co-training Podcast Secrets later on this year. So podcasting is very hot, and it's another way to repurpose. Repurposing means accelerating profits. Laurel Langmire, millionaire maker. AskLaurel.com, L-O-R-A-L. I'm looking at her book right now. Okay, act, think, and make money the way the wealthy do. That's her promise. And her testimonial and her endorsement is from T. Harv Eker. It says, Laurel is the real deal. She actually makes millionaires, which she does. Her fastest one was in less than 9 months. I believe a single mom in California. Now, here's why I'm mentioning Laurel. She repurposes her content. She has the big table. Right? It's thousands of dollars and worth every penny, but she repurposes her book. Her principles in her book are repurposed, and she makes money in other ways. Automatic Wealth, that's another virtual book tour I did with Michael Masterson at Agora. If you don't have your hands on Agora publishing stuff, you got to get on there. I mean, Agora is amazing. And Early to Rise is an e-zine. It's just like a daily reminder you should get every single day that Michael Masterson puts out. I've had two virtual book tours with him. Automatic Wealth has been repurposed in many ways. His promise is the six steps to financial independence. And a lot of the principles have been repurposed into CDs, such as The Billionaire Way, your 30-day mentor to automatic success. So you can generate CDs if you just read the book. How about a 52-week audio coaching program on autoresponders? I mentioned that earlier. I'm looking at Eckhart Tolle's The Power of Now. It's on CD, right? I'm looking at the E-Myth. E-Myth Mastery, E-Myth Revisited from Michael Gerber. I'm looking at Getting Things Done from David Allen. We did a virtual book tour with him, my friend Joe Polish and I did. He has it in audio. I listened to the CDs of David Allen's book because I got to do it in my car, right? And then I already mentioned all the other types of repurposing. Gay and Katie Hendricks, they have a CD in the back of their book. It's just right, it's inside the back of the book. From Hay House Audio. Amazing! So why can't you do this? Of course you can. And I want you to do this because it's very, very simple in repurposing your content. Remember, when you repurpose, you make more money. Now you want to hear a pretty ingenious way to repurpose? I'm looking at a book, several hundred years old, called The Art of War by Sun Tzu. This is public domain, folks. It is public domain. The publisher makes 100% profit. Mozart is public domain. If you whistled this on the radio, can't go that high. Okay, self-deprecating whistling. That's me. That's Mozart. I can make money for that royalty-free. Mozart is public domain. Now, you can't utilize someone else's orchestra and make money from it, but if you whistled it, if you played with a kazoo, you can make money. Mozart is public domain. Well, The Art of War is public domain. So what I'm going to do is repurpose it. I'm going to call it The Art of War and Teleseminar Secrets according to Sun Tzu. And I'm going to be a co-author with Sun Tzu, who's no longer with us. His work is public domain, and there are principles in The Art of War that apply to Teleseminar Secrets. Applying The Art of War, Sun Tzu's Art of War, taking the whole, the sage commander, joining the tradition. Okay, all of these are principles that he taught, and all of them have been abided, and there have been many victories because of that book. You can take your course and take a book like that. There's a version of Think and Grow Rich that's public domain, and you can take your idea, your book, and repurpose it with public domain. and not even write the book, just have commentary like I'm going to do and say, well, this principle in Teleseminar Secrets applies to one of the principles that Sun Tzu talked about, such as taking the whole on page 69. So I'm going to be selling that book. It's already written, and I'm only adding commentary. Terry Wurzbacher, Christina Lawrence, and Shelley Herzog, congratulations. Welcome aboard. You are safe with us, and you'll be getting an iPod. Okay, now let's move on. That was page 16. Let's move on to page 17. This is an exercise. Now, I have filled this out, and I'm going to remind you, it's progress, not perfection, as Dan Sullivan, my mentor, always says. Now, repurposing your content means you start with a book, and let's say it's $20 value. Well, here are some of the repurposing ideas I had. You fill this out later. In fact, make many copies of this. Public speaking. I show a picture of me, stick figure, talking to a lot of people. Value, $7,500. That's my value. That's my criteria. I don't speak unless I make $7,500. And specifically, I speak for free. And if I sell $7,500 in continuing education, then I speak. That's part of my contract. I have to make $7,500. Which in most cases means I have to sell $15,000 because I split with the seminar organizer, which is the platform selling model. I am not a fee-paid speaker. I'm a platform speaker. That is the type of public speaking I've chosen. So I wrote down public speaking next to letter A, page 17, and I made a little picture of it. People think in pictures. Golden Gate Bridge, right? If I say Golden Gate Bridge, you don't think of GoldenBridge. You think of the orange bridge spanning across the fog-covered, you know, Golden Gate leading into the bay or San Francisco Bay. So people think in pictures. I want you to draw pictures. Even if it's silly, uncomfortable, do it anyway. So public speaking for me is $7,500. I wrote down CD set for $59. I'm getting off inexpensive there. Typically, I'd make it $99. You know, charge more. And I put little stick figures and pictures of CDs. Preloading an iPod. This is one of the bonus gifts that everyone is getting who signs up for this course. And hopefully you'll listen to every one of my virtual book tours before we start our first module in October. That way you have a flying start. The value, $2,900. Why? Because you get to study them. It costs me more to put those together. There are dozens of virtual book tours on there. So I put a picture of an iPod and earphones. And then next to letter E, for some reason I don't like D, so In all of my, every time I have A, B, C, D, I don't have a D, I have an E, I put autoresponder. Autoresponder. This is one of the bonus gifts you get. You get a 52-week teleseminar audio postcard training. It's worth $249. I've sold it for that, and it starts the moment you want it to. And I give you the special email address, and it starts automatically. It's already preloaded in my autoresponder tool online, and you get one tip per week on how to do teleseminars, because if you're going to be a virtual book tour maven, you have to be a teleseminar maven. So an autoresponder. Let's make up a D. D. What else could you repurpose? How else could you repurpose your book? Okay? I'm going to tell you one of the easiest way to repurpose your book is just to write articles. Just like Judith and Jim were talking about. Write articles based on principles in your book. Write autoresponders to help sell your book, right? Not as coaching, but just to help sell them. You know, just because they didn't buy your book after listening to you once doesn't mean you can't have them come back to you over and over and over again. So please do this exercise. I have it completed, and you will see the completed version in a few days. And that way I think it'll be very, very helpful for you so that you see this filled out 31-page sheet. Page 18. Page 18. More repurposing ideas for cash. Another thing that I have to quote Dan Sullivan. He has so many great quotes. I think he's quoting someone else with this, but he said, the last thing people are willing to give up is their suffering. Isn't that the truth? I mean, it's typically the last thing we're willing to give up, our suffering. And so one way to give up suffering is to make things automated. Have you noticed that I like to make things automated, right? Automation is very important. So idea one is just about that. Automated audio coaching. The fill-in is automated audio coaching for 52 weeks. Automated audio coaching for 52 weeks via pre-recorded, pre-written autoresponders. What are you doing? You're reading 52 pages from your book. You're talking about 52 ideas in your book. 52 ideas are conversations you had while writing your book. It doesn't matter. If you don't want to do 52, do 26. Make it bi-monthly. You don't want to do 26, do 12. I have a copywriter, Jay White. All he does, he's part of our faculty, all he does is copywriting for autoresponders. I think he's the world's greatest. And he has been trained by me and some of the world's greatest copywriters, and we focus purely with him on autoresponders. This is not literary copy, sales copy. Well, you don't need to know how to do that. What you need to do is you just need to get your book, read a few concepts, or get your manuscript, get a few concepts, and now you can start building a list without even having your book. Please, don't storm, I want you to storm the gates. Don't sneak past them. Werther said that. People gladly sneak past the gates that others would storm, right? Storm those gates. Go right after them. And make sure that you get stuff online and build your list so that you have something for your publisher. Many people go to their publisher with zero list. Go with them with a list. I have 10,000 people. Here's the advance I would like based on that. I mean, you have a lot more leverage. Even if they say no, at least you have a list. Idea number two is on page 18. Record and transcribe your teleconferences. Record and transcribe your teleconferences. Right? Transcription is very important. My Teleseminar Secrets course was transcribed. It was recorded, and there are many students on this call right now. Judith and Jim took it 2 years ago, $1,800. This year, it's going to be $2,000 because I'm adding an iPod. The iPod, by the way, cost me, my raw cost, $200 to buy and to preload. And once I fill it and it becomes smart, it's worth $2,900, just like it can be for you, because content is valuable. Next example, idea number three. By the way, Ellie Keith, congratulations. And I think I already mentioned Shelley Herzog. Congratulations. You're on board. We got you. I see the orders coming in. Congratulations for registering. Idea number three, preloaded iPods. I've been talking about this all night. I think it's the first time we've ever talked about it at length. The Business Podcasting Bible is going to be talking about it a lot by Paul Culligan and Alex Mondosian, because we believe that content should be preloaded on an iPod, and then all the work is already done. Why? Because all the toughest part of an iPod is loading it, right? That's the toughest part. It takes forever to load those CDs. So instead of load, by the way, if you want to get information about the Business Podcasting Bible, guess where you can go and get it? TheBusinessPodcastingBible.com. It's a blog. What a concept. Can't you have a blog and repurpose your content before you even created your book? Okay, now your head may be swimming with so many ideas. That's why we have a replay with this call. I want you to listen to this call no less than three times. Please, even if you're taking the course, listen to it. If you're not taking the course, listen to it 10 times. Okay? Because it may be the last time you ever get these tips. The business podcasting bible.com is not complete. It's still a manuscript form. But we have it there at thebusinesspodcastingbible.com as a blog. And it won't be there for long. So take a peek and you see the Amazon link and you see the price. Now, I have to sell a lot of books at $13.57, don't I? With Podcast Secrets, which is going to be over $1,000, it's going to be a 6-module course that Paul and I are teaching. And Paul is coming up with most of the content. That is going to be a over $1,000 course. It's a repurposing from the book. So your book is your business card. Get it out of your heart and give that business card to others. TheBusinessPodcastingBible.com is a blog just like you can have one. If you want to know what a blog is, go to Google and just check out what a blog is in Wikipedia.com, or you can listen to the course or re-listen to this. And just ask people, what's a blog, if you don't know what a blog is, okay? It's a very simple tool, and you can add content if you're a writer in real time, and search engines love it because there's content. So idea number three, the fill-in is preloaded. Going back to page 18, idea number one, automated. That's the fill-in. Idea number two, transcribe. Record and transcribe is the fill-in. Idea number three is preloaded iPods. That's the fill-in. Preloaded, and the best of virtual book tours is yours if you've joined us. By the way, a preloaded iPod is a lot sexier, in my view, than one that is not preloaded. And it's much more important than the hardware that you get. When you add more content, if it's education-based, it becomes a learn pod, right? More money, less effort. More money, less effort. So do you see how the way this ATS formula works? Ask, thank, sell. Repeat after me. Ask, thank, sell. Ask, thank, sell. Okay? Those are the three most important words when it comes to virtual book tours. Let's go on to page 19. Now, you have stuck with me for for 2 hours and 29 minutes. I hope it was worth it. If you're listening to the recording, I hope it was worth it, and I'm going to make it worth it because I'm giving you tools now. And these tools are world-class sales tools that will maximize your productivity while minimizing effort. Remember, more money, less effort. More money, less effort. So the first resource is copytalknow.com. That's copytalknow.com. What is this? Imagine you had an idea for your book, and you were in your car. You have your cell phone. You have your CopyTalkNow phone number. You call it. You give a dictation by phone. That message goes overseas to India. There's someone who types that. That's where their resource center is. And then you get an email, and two other people get emails as well. Can you imagine? And I believe it's less than $50 a month. It's $1.67 a day. I don't know what I pay for it, but it's worth every penny. CopyTalkNow. Same turnaround, up to 3 email addresses. You have no technical know-how necessary. You do it by phone, and it's unlimited voice dictations for $1.67. I think the medical community is what started this whole thing. You know, the doctor would pick up the phone and give a memo versus going to his or her assistant, and that would be emailed. So those are like verbal memos you get same day, sometimes within half an hour. It's amazing. So copytalknow.com, go check it out. Powerful resource when you have ideas on the run. You no longer have to go through the excruciating pain of looking at those post-it notes that have gone into the abyss between the middle section of your car and your seat. You know what I'm talking about. This abyss, I want to go to the car manufacturers and change that. Okay, resource number 2, audiogenerator.com. Audiogenerator.com. That is a piece of software that allows you to break the silence of your website or your blog. Let me show you. If you go to alexmondosian.com, if you've never been there, Alex Mondosian, Alex, MANDOSSIAN.com, alexmondosian.com, there is a orange button at the top on the upper right-hand corner. That is an audio generator button. I recorded that off of my phone. It says, you're listening to Alex. There's an arrow pointing to it. All of the audio through the pages you came through for this call and all of the audio I'll be utilizing for the Virtual Book Tour System course in October, November through audiogenerator.com. There are other systems online. The one I utilize is Audio Generator. It's the one I developed. I believe there's Audio Acrobat you can utilize that came in after us. Excellent service. Whatever you utilize, I want to be fair with you. Unless you're having audio online, you are selling yourself short because people will listen to your words passively, but they have to read your words actively. Let me repeat. People listen to your words passively, but they have to read your words actively. Well, people have less active time. They can't read your words in a car. They put other people in danger, but they can listen to your words in the car. I listen to Getting Things Done in my car. I read the book afterwards. Thank you, David Allen. And I listened to it twice in the car. So people listen passively. Listening is passive. You haven't had 100% attention on me. Come on. Let's be honest. You've been doing other things. Maybe you left and you came back if you could get back in. Not everyone has been writing everything down, but you've been listening. And maybe something I've said has piqued your interest, then you start writing. So I believe you lead with listening and you follow with writing. And that's why I've been doing it this way. Remember, transparently follow my lead. Train this way. It works. People are coming on board in real time because this works. And I want to teach you, all of you, students who have just come on and students who came into this call, the almost 100 that came into this call, we are going to teach presentation style. And this is part of it, of how we're doing it. So I'm talking and then I'm following with what to have you write it down so you remember it. So this is fast. Audio generator is fast. It works even with internet dial-up modems. It instantly records by phone or PC microphones. If you've seen audio postcards, you don't even need a website. It creates the website for you. They're little audio postcards, which is something I co-invented in 2002. And it's low cost. It's 99 cents a day. Just try it for 7 days. Just try it, and you will be amazed if you haven't tried it. Many people listening already have it. That's resource number two. And then resource number three is Tell a Friend Generator. And this is my gift to you for free. I mean, all of these are under $2 a day. Audio generator is less than $1 a day, but this is free. Cost me $1,800 to put it together. And Rick Raddatz, my partner, used to work for Bill Gates, and he is also the co-founder of Audio Generator, Instant Video Generator, and Marketing Makeover Generator, as well as other products and services. We're doing the virtual seminar week in November together. Stay tuned for that. But what he created was Tell a Friend Generator, and that is the script that helps you create that Tell a Friend thing that you saw when you came and signed up with me. On page 13, if you go back to the study guide, at askpassiontest.com, right, /askthings.php, that's already printed for you, but Ask Passion Test is the fill-in, right? You see at the very bottom that I've circled friend one, friend two, friend three, and then tell a friend? That is done for you with this script, and it could be easily done with all the resources that we have. We have webmasters that you can contact. We have copywriters you can contact. We have recording people you can contact. That is what my private vendor list and private resource list is, so you don't have to find them. I've already skinned my knees. But Tell a Friend Generator, all the coding has been done for you. It automatically grows your online list. Now, my experience has been, for every 100 people you have, you get an additional 38 people. If you follow my templates, if you use your own templates, I don't have any research for you. But if you follow my templates, which have already been pre-created, Bryce Gibney, congratulations, by the way, just came on. Welcome. Congratulations. If you follow my templates, it will be exactly between the 30 to 38% range. It's just free list building. Take advantage of it. All you do is you cut and paste code. If you have a webmaster, then what you can do is just give it to him or her. And by the way, this is the first time I'm announcing this, but I'm going to announce it deep into the call, so that those who really were passionate got to hear it. If you join me for VBTsystem.com, V as in virtual, B as in book, T as in tour, VBTsystem.com, and get on board for the training, whether it's the one-pay plan or the three-pay plan, doesn't matter, I will allow you to bring your webmaster or your assistant who does the web work on the calls. They will be able to come on the calls and ask questions. Why am I doing this? Because first-hand information is a lot more power than second-hand information. So if you're thinking about it and you're on the fence, you can bring your webmaster, and that's going to be on an honor system. Bring your webmaster. And for Tell a Friend Generator, it's unlimited lifetime use at zero cost. It's free. Now, let me give you some definitions before we go to page 19. Productivity, this doesn't exist in your notes, but I want you to write it down. Productivity is maximum results with minimum time. Productivity is maximum results, minimum time. Leverage is maximum productivity with minimum effort. Leverage, write it fast, is max productivity with min effort. Got it? Freedom. Freedom is maximum leverage with zero guilt. Freedom is maximum leverage with zero guilt. I have no idea if you've cried freedom out at the top of your lungs at any of the speaking events I've been at. But if you have, you'll never forget it. You'll always remember that, right? Just the way Mel Gibson did at the end of Braveheart. Well, freedom is maximum leverage with zero guilt. I want you to be feeling free and guilt-free to make more money with less effort. It's a funny thing. When that happens, sometimes you get hit with guilt, and it happened to me. I want to emancipate you from that feeling. Freedom is maximum leverage with zero guilt. Okay, those are just notes on page 19. If you missed it, I have it written. No worries. I'll give you the scans to these. Results from page 20. This is amazing. Dr. Stephen Covey. I can't say enough about this man. He's been a spiritual mentor to me just reading his book. The person who handled a lot of the marketing, in fact, I would say is responsible for its success of the Seven Habits and all of his books, as well as the Eighth Habit. And now he partnered up with Stephen M. R. Covey with Covey Link, and they have Speed of Trust coming up, bestseller. It is destined to be a bestseller. That book is going to be off the charts. Guaranteed. Get the book as soon as it comes out. That is Stephen M. R. Covey, as Dr. Stephen Covey's son, and Greg Link is his partner in that. Now, Greg Link interviewed Dr. Covey on this call, and the reason we felt that was the best choice is because I didn't know Dr. Covey at the time. I later got to have dinner with he and his family at Snowbird, Utah, at the ski lodge area there. And Greg introduced me to him. But Greg did the interview, and this is a very important distinction. If you know of someone who knows the author and you think you'll get a better interview, then ask that person to do the interview, because you can make money through virtual book tours. I mean, Rick Frischman is going to make it a division of Plan TV Arts. Okay? He's going to make it part of his publicity, and it's going to be a paid service, right? So you can do it too. You can be your own publicity division and do this. But ask someone to do the interview who knows the author, because you'll have so much better rapport. I could not have done as good a job as Greg. I didn't have rapport with Dr. Covey, and it was a great interview. Now, over 1,300 responses came in. That would not be possible if it all came in through email. So we had a simple tool to do that. Of course, it was the Ask database, and I wanted to show you just an excerpt, just five little questions that came in from that, just so you see the power of this. So with the Ask database as a tool, you type in a word. You type in a word, and whatever the word is in the search field, you see it there. I typed in motivate. And then I clicked the search button on the left-hand side. That user interface kind of looks like Outlook, because we never like to invent. We just like to improve. So we took what Outlook, they spent billions of dollars on that user interface, and we utilized it. So learn from that. If something exists, you know, model it. So this is the members area, and these are just five questions, right, from that came in through Dr. Stephen Covey's Ask campaign. Now, the resource I'm talking about, of course, is www.askdatabase.com. That's the fill-in, askdatabase.com. You will get 365 days for free if you join us. It's on the order form on the final page. It's there. Now, watch what happens. I type in the word motivate, and this is just one of the many words, one of the many keywords that came in. And these are the questions that came in from people. What is your best tip on staying motivated? How do you maintain consistency levels? And in other words, stay motivated, right? How do you stay motivated to sell? How do you motivate younger generation employees to stay at least 5 years or more? So this is the principle of Habit 5. Seek first to understand, then be understood. It's actually an ancient principle that is Socratic, 2,500 years old. Socrates invented it, right? So it's the Habit 5, seek first to understand, then be understood, is really about, in the marketing terms, going to your market, asking what they want, right? And then create your message. So let's see what happened. And this is available at askstephencovey.com/teleseminar. askstephencovey.com/teleseminar. Page 21, case study number 11. So all these, this was a paid call, because Stephen Covey is a big, big name, very well known author. I believe Seven Habits is the best-selling business book of all time. I believe that's true. I don't know if that's still accurate, but I believe it. If it's not, it's pretty darn close, but I think it's true. Now, what's important is when you have a very, very big name author, sometimes it pays to have a fee. I rarely, rarely recommend this, but in this case, it was a recommendation. So I wanted to help him promote the book, right? And so what we did is we had an ask page, and then once we get all the responses into the ask database, then we put up another page, which was this one, askstephencovey.com/teleseminar. And that teleseminar got them to register for the virtual book tour and the ask interview that Greg Link did of Stephen Covey. And some of you were on that call. But here's the point. I didn't write the copy to the sales page. You won't need to write the copy to the sales page. Many copywriters right now on this call are going, oh my gosh. Is it what I think he's saying? Here's what happens. I knew that staying motivated was a big deal because it was in the Ask database. So I just took from the Ask database what I learned. It said, the first bullet, staying motivated. Success strategies to stay motivated and complete important routine tasks even when there's no instant gratification. These are all words I pulled from the Ask database. See, your sales DNA is really the words that you use. Words are the lowest granular detail or they are the DNA, they are the genetic code of your sales message, your marketing communications. But I don't think anyone is smart enough to write it except the audience, the market, the reader. So this is where it comes from. You ask first, right? Ask first and then write the copy. So conquering roadblocks, these are not my words. These are their words. Finding talent, making changes, political failures, implementation, leadership strategies. These were all from the Ask database, and they became the bullets, and that's why we did so well. In fact, I remember when Greg Link was looking at the questions, and he went through a ton of them. He was so excited because there was so much content, and it gives you a lot of ideas what to do with forthcoming books and forthcoming marketing campaigns. And it's important to give away a chapter or two. Again, I will reiterate, give away a chapter or two, whether it's a paid or a free call. I recommend everyone on this call at least to do 3 free virtual book tours before they even consider doing a paid one. But this is a very important and interesting example how with the Ask database, you get the content. The content is evaluated for you by the Ask database. And we have tutorials, this pre-training before you go into our virtual book tour system training course. We've already had pre-training calls that are recorded. I want you to listen to those 1-hour calls. They were awesome, and you'll learn how to use the Ask database, even if you're a technophobe like me. I'm a techno dummy. So you don't have to learn how to put up a web page, but you can learn how to create content through whatever feedback you get from your audience. Very powerful and very profitable. So that's page 21. Let's move on to page 22, another sales tool. What am I showing you these sales tools? Is because you need sales tools to succeed with any type of online marketing or offline. And this is a new sales tool that I'm introducing with my programmer and friend, Frank Dierdorf. He is the co-founder of Ask Database. Frank Dierdorf. He does the websites for Mark Victor Hansen. And if you go to accesstomega.com, you'll see the next Mark Victor Hansen Mega Speaking Empire page. That's what Frank did. He also did Mega Book Marketing University. So what I asked him to do is create a literary circle software. So the fill-in for Resource 5 is literarycirclesoftware.com. Literarycirclesoftware.com. And I don't know how much it's going to be worth, but I know it cost, I really don't know what it cost, but it's over 1800 bucks. I know that to be true. And so what this creates is a group of crusaders, a focus group of crusaders who want to interact with you as your literary circle. So that really you don't write your book in a cocoon. You get feedback way before your book was ever written. So here we just made up a name, Gloria Landemare. And we just made up an email address. And we made up, what she does for a living and the types of books she's most interested in, right? This happens to be fiction, but spiritual growth, may not be fiction. And then why she's interested in this literary circle. Now, if this is your literary circle and it's to meet other readers, they're going to help you create your book. Now, Mark Victor Hansen and Bob Allen created a literary circle, an offline literary circle and offline with Cracking the Millionaire Code. And I think in writing One Minute Millionaire, they got a lot of feedback from their own inner circles. And I know a lot of chapters were revised just in getting feedback. So you want to get feedback from your readers before the book is out. The worst thing that can happen is to get feedback from readers who are reading the book after they purchased it. Get feedback before the book is written so that you get a better book printed and you end up becoming your questions. As Anthony Robbins says, there's the quote there on that page. You become your questions. When you get great questions from your literary circle, then you become that and your book becomes that, which should be you, because you are the message. You are the message. The messenger is the message when you're an author. Let's go to page 23 and prove it. And this is why traditional book distribution and sales promotion is obsolete. The model is obsolete. Why? Well, publishers are not obsolete, but the model that many use are obsolete. Here's the model. Now, you see message, media, market. You see the arrows there on page 23? Please nod. Yes, stay with me. We're almost done. Stay with me. Message, media, and market. Now, under message, put 1, the number 1. Under media, put 2. And under market, put 3. That is the traditional book distribution, sales, and promotional model. 1, 2, 3. Message, media, market. That doesn't work. Rick Frischman knows it doesn't work. He mentioned it. It does not work. Zaz Anna, congratulations. Welcome aboard. Now, the next thing is why traditional book tour system, why this system that we've developed over 4 years eliminates marketing guesswork. Okay, now you see here it says message, media, market, right? Message is not one. Underneath message, put three. Media is two, and market is one. You start with your market. You don't even start with your message. You start with your market. You don't start with your book. Go to your market first. Who is your book for? Ask them what they want. Dialogue with them. Don't monologue with them. Haven't I been dialoguing with you the best I can? Unmuting the call? Right? And not being able to mute back because there's so many people on the call? That is a dialogue. Please utilize that on your teleseminars, on your virtual book tours. Before we started this call, we introduced a bunch of people and their websites. That's a dialogue. Most writers are monologue-centered. I want you to be dialogue-centered. So under market, in that second section there where market is on the right and the arrows are going to the message, put down a number one under market, a number two under media, and number three message. You start with your market. You go through your media source. This happens to be a teleseminar. But there are other different sources of media, which we'll go into in just a minute. And then the message is created after the market has told you. Ask first. Seek first to understand, right? Golden habit. Okay, the old model is message, media, market. The new model, which really is 2,600 years old, 2,500 years old from Socrates, is market, media, message. Market, media, message. I hope that makes sense. Come back to this section because I want you to have this again burned into your mind. It's so important. Now, what is your fail-proof ATS formula? You know it by now. You know it by now. Step one is write it down. Ask. Step two is, what is it? Thank. Fill that in. Step three is sell. Now, I take the advice of Ross Perot. He says his marketing was just based on six words. A lot of people are ready, fire, aim with their books. In fact, they think ready, fire, aim is a good thing. Or creative. Ready, fire, aim. It's not about ready, fire, aim. It's about ready, aim, fire. 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 Fire! That's what you want to do. And ask, thank, sell is about ask, thank, sell. Sell! 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 It's about repurposing your content. Aside from me attempting to wake you up, many people are on the East Coast, so it's almost midnight there. I want to make sure you're with me because this is a very important point. You sell, 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 sell. You ask, you think, and then you sell, 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 sell. Remember Ross Perot. Ready, aim, fire, 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 fire. That's what Ross Perot was about. He's a billionaire, so I think he knows what he's doing, regardless of what you think of him. So please do it the same way. Don't ready, fire, aim. You will lose a lot of money. Plus, you will be playing pin the tail on the donkey with your marketing dollars. Home stretch, page 24. Do not fill this in. But I want you to think about who is in your target market. At Megabook Marketing University in Orlando, we did an experiential workshop here. It took 10 minutes. So don't fill this in. Make copies of it. Who is your target market? Are they authors? Infopreneurs like mine? Are they, infopreneur, by the way, is an information marketing entrepreneur. Are they publishers who want to sell more books? Are they newbie real estate investors? Are they real estate investors who focus on foreclosures or lease options? Are they single dads? Are they moms? Are they professional moms who work from home? Who are they? You need to know specifically. How could you possibly write the book without having a specific image in your mind of who you're writing to? Okay? This is extremely important when you're marketing, and that's why they call it marketing. Who is in my target market? And by the way, it is better to drill a mile deep and an inch wide in a niche than to drill an inch deep and a mile wide. It is better to drill, going to your market, a mile deep and an inch wide than it is an inch deep and a mile wide. Okay, mile wide is being everything to everyone, as is an inch deep. But a mile deep and an inch wide is being something very specific, like a single divorced dad. Sorry, a single dad, right, who's divorced or is a widower. That is a very specific group. There's a group of professional moms who work from home. Right? They used to work for big companies. Now they work from home. They're kids, and they telecommute. Now, two of them are making phone calls tonight. That's a group, and there's certain tax strategies for just for that group. Well, if he had some type of a tax a strategy program, which I heard some people did when they were introducing themselves, focus on that tightly, narrowly defined group of professional moms at home, right? They're moms now, so maybe they can't work full-time, but they're still the same person. In fact, they multitask even more now because they got to deal with people like me, the husband. All right, the next part, media. Media sources, and media sources will give your target market a fast and easy access. Okay, this is a media source. The telephone, that's a media source. The internet, that's a media source. Radio, postcards. I already mentioned teletraining or teleseminars. Webinars, CDs is a media source. An iPod is a media source. A preloaded iPod is even a better media source. A podcast is a media source. In fact, you are the media with a podcast. DVDs, a media source. Online bookstores. You can have your own online bookstores. That's a media source. E-zines, articles, public relations, online or offline, another media source. JV emails that you do with people. Public speeches. You are the media, right? Your voice is your instrument. Interviews with other people. That is a way of media. It is a medium between sender and message. You have a sender, right, that sends a message, and then you have a receiver. In between is the media. Do you see how this works? You can call it medium or media. It's the same thing. It's what connects the sender and the receiver together. And then you have the message at the very bottom. What is my message or promise of my book? You know what the promise is? It's your subtitle. So for me, for this particular course, it's how to sell, promote, and repurpose books and info products faster, better, with less human effort, even if on a shoestring budget. That's my message. Takes about 10 seconds to say. So who is in your target market? Which media sources will give your target market the fastest and easiest access to your message, right? Remember, more money, less effort. That's the mantra. And then what is your message or promise of your book? Go through that exercise. It will change your life. I am not joking. It'll change your life. Let's move on to page 25, and let's talk about overlooked list-building sources. Let me give you six of them right now. You ready? Number one, chambers of commerce. Chambers of commerce are hungry for content. If you're an author, especially nonfiction, you can build lists with Chamber of Commerce just explaining the principles out of your book. You don't have to sell your book. Explain the principles of your book. You may get consulting if you're a consultant. You may sell books if you're an author and only. You may be in training. You may train them if that's what you do. But chambers of commerce throughout the country, there are many of them, are hungry for content. I know because I've done many public speeches for multiple chambers of commerce. Local librarians, write that down. What a concept. I learned this from Mark Victor Hansen. A local librarian is the best connector for your book. Go to a local library and give the local librarian your book. Complimentary. Get to know her or him. How about the person behind the counter at a bookstore? Now, it doesn't have to be the manager, but why can't you gift everyone at your local Barnes & Noble or Borders a copy of your book? And just say, read the first two chapters. Or better yet, give them a card to get access to your virtual book tour on replay. They may be interested. Now, what if you mailed out a postcard to 100 Barnes & Noble throughout the country, the managers? And maybe you mailed out not one postcard, but 100 on the same day to each manager. Yes, it'll cost you more money, but you'll get their attention with 100 postcards to the same store. I've done it before. And what if you told them, look, I just need an hour of your time to listen to this so you can give your recommendation to company headquarters? Believe it or not, I have gotten distribution this way. Go through the bottom-up approach. Go through the management at the granular level. Now, guess what? When they get your book in that store, do you think they're going to promote it? It came from them. It didn't go trickle down. It didn't go top down. It went bottom up. This is marketing that's very powerful. It's called pull marketing. From top down, it's push marketing. And that's what it is. It's push and shove. And many times, you don't get the book sold because it just stays on the shelf, or you have one copy. But if you start at the management level at the bookstore, what a great way not only to build your list because they came to your virtual book tour online and listened to your replay, but you can get book distribution. Google AdWords. Google AdWords. We're going to teach Google AdWords on the course, but let me just give you pre-training right now. If you go to alexadwords.com, alexadwords.com, let me see if it's still up, because that is a redirect link to probably, yeah, the best training you'll ever get. It's the Learning Center for Google AdWords. There you have all the introductions on what is Google AdWords, basic features, benefits of AdWords. This is the best course I've ever seen because it's from Google. And it even tells you how many minutes. In one day, you will learn more about Google AdWords than most internet marketers. And it's all there on alexadwords.com. It redirects to Google AdWords. A redirect, by the way, is a very effective way to get branding. Alex AdWords is what I'm telling you, so you remember my name. The Google AdWords site is a very complicated domain name. It's very long. It's googleadwords.com/AdWords/learningcenter/index.html, right? That doesn't make sense. So I go alexadwords.com, and it forwards to that. Another powerful technique you will learn in the training. All right, other ideas for building your list. Trade associations. Okay, if you don't know any trade associations, go to your local hotel and see who's speaking there. And then contact the person running that event and say, you know, how would you like to do a teleseminar? I don't want to share the platform, but how would you like to do a teleseminar? And I will teach it on this subject matter, assuming it's relevant. Isn't that a great idea? It's a great way just to go to a hotel, find out who's speaking there, and every single week you can get more and more leads, and you do teleseminars with them about the content of your book. That's called a virtual book tour, believe it or not. It's just disguised being called a teleseminar. So a trade association you can call, or a trade association you can find at a local hotel, or people who put on seminars. Doesn't matter what type. You can find that at the local hotel that have a lot of events. What a great technique. I've taught that for many, many years. I don't speak of it a lot, but I hope you take advantage of it. If the trade association president, listen up, if the trade association president has a book, I would highly recommend that you would interview him or her, because I guarantee they will be very motivated to do that. Because typically they have 3,000 copies in their garage. Okay? So get a hold of trade associations. There you have multiple connections in one fell swoop. Now this is a very powerful one I want to give. Testimonial links. Write it down in the space provided. If you give a testimonial to someone who is famous and has a lot of traffic, and then you put a link there with your blog, just like thebusinesspodcastingbible.com. When I give a testimonial for someone else's book, right, my testimonial is going to have not Alex Mondosian, CEO of Heritage House Publishing. It's going to say Alex Mondosian, co-author of thebusinesspodcastingbible.com. Not the Business Podcasting Bible, thebusinesspodcastingbible.com, because I'm not going to count on them finding me in Google. I give them the site. So a testimonial link is great. You give a testimonial, make sure it's authentic, and then what you put underneath the caption is your name and the name of your blog or the name of your book with a .com on it. And if they don't print it, it's fine. At least you gave the testimonial and you have presence there. It's a great way to have presence. And then the final one, there are many, many more, is interviews, free interviews. If you interview people, I've done over 400 free interviews in the last decade. Has it paid off? Yes. In 2001, my annual income was over $63,000. In 2006, I've made that in less than an hour. No less than seven times now. And no less than seven times as of today. Okay, I did it six times before tonight. Does it pay off to do free teleseminars? Yes. Most of mine are interviews because people would much rather interview, and who do they get on? People on their list, if they have a list. Well, it doesn't matter if you make any money. At least you're getting branding. Remember, be like bamboo. Have a very deep and long foundation. Take time to build your foundation, and then you will sprout like bamboo. In 60 days, you are full grown. It's amazing what happens. It's incredible the acceleration that happens. There's an inflection point in your life. Now, Many virtual book tour system authors have built their list, 10,000 plus, with just five of the tactics I've circled. Public speaking, articles, blogs, on the back of business cards, and telejoint ventures. I want you to circle testimonial links as well, which we just covered. And everything comes through a teleseminar. You've been with me for 3 hours. I apologize for going over an hour, but I had to. You've been on for 3 hours. You can listen to this again. We TiVoing this. So you're listening to this later. If you're listening to this on the replay, maybe you listen to it in your fourth or fifth listening because it's in chunks. But look how intimate this has been if you've stuck with me. If you've stuck with me, it's a lot more intimate than reading a book because I can't whisper. I can't whisper in a book. I can whisper on a teleseminar. I can't raise my voice in a book. How many exclamation points am I going to give? I can't have thousands of questions, question marks in a book. Doesn't make sense. But I can do it on a call. And you can hear passion. You can hear how this just flows through me. And this is the greatest job in the world because I want you to get paid for having people listening to you work. Imagine getting paid for having people listening to you work. It's kind of like being Michael Jordan. People pay to watch him work, right? It's like Celine Dion. People pay to listen to her work. People pay to listen to me work. Don't you want this? I can teach you how to do this, and you can do this, and all the sources are here. The way you build your list to get people to listen to you are this flow chart here. This is straight out of Teleseminar Secrets. Utilize it. Study it. Stick it on your wall. On the back of a business card, don't just put www.marketingwithpostcards.com. Don't just put that. Get three free chapters of the fastest and easiest way to gain prospects through postcards at marketingwithpostcards.com. Put that on the back of your business card. That is called promotion. That is not marketing. Marketing is just simply putting www.marketingwithpostcards.com, which is my oldest site. Most people just have that on their business card. That is called marketing. Marketing changes minds. But if you want to change behavior, if you want someone to visit your site, then make an offer. Get three free chapters of the fastest and easiest way to get new prospects with postcards at marketingwithpostcards.com. That's what you can put on the back of your business card. Make an offer on the back of your business card. You will gain. I get no less than 1,000 people a year on my list just through that one technique. And people say, oh, Alex, that doesn't work. Really? Well, I hope my competitors say that. Alex, it doesn't work. You know what I mean? It's crazy. Try it. It doesn't hurt. You go to a seminar, you hand the business card to someone, boom! People are going to come to your website because you have an offer. You have a promotion that changes behavior. Okay, page 26. You are going to love this. How many times have you seen this logo, FedEx? How many times? I circled over 100 times. That's how long it, that's how many times I see it. In fact, I see this logo over 100 times a week. Sometimes 100 times a day because I have this FedEx package, I have packaging in my office with these FedEx envelopes. I see it at least 100 times a day when I walk past it, getting water or whatever, right? Well, true discovery consists not in finding new landscapes, but in seeing the same landscape with new eyes, which has been the point for the last 3 hours. Why am I losing my voice? Is because I want to impart these secrets upon you so that you just take them and utilize them whether or not you come on board. Because Marcel Proust was right. If you look at this FedEx logo, I want you to look for the arrow. Now, if you know where the arrow is, you didn't know where it was before until it was pointed out. I want to point out these strategies, which you already know. But I want to lift your consciousness so you can identify what they are and utilize them. I want you to circle the arrow in the FedEx logo. It's between the E and the X. Back up from it a little bit. Do you see it? Page 26. It's in the E and the X. The orange E and the X. See, black and white? It's between the E and the X. The arrow part, you know, the stem of it is the bottom part of the E and it goes into the X. Talk about subliminal. That's the FedEx logo. If you can't see it, I have circled it. What a great exercise, because that's exactly what I've been training for these past three hours, is look at the arrow in everything that I'm teaching, context and content, please. Page 27, outsource these tasks to boost your productivity and reduce your stress. You must be a world-class outsourcer. In fact, module 4 of our training is how to outsource your busy work to reliable vendors. I have a vendor network. I have a resource network. Okay, I just got these faxes in. Mark Shepard, congratulations, and Catherine Ross Blair, congratulations. You are part of the family of the Virtual Book Tour System. Welcome aboard. Now, here are the things you must outsource because you are in the business of generating revenue, not doing busy work. Outsource all the things you're not good at. In fact, John Ashraf's quote at the very bottom of this page, page 27, I want you to copy it and put it on your wall like I have. Find people who play at things you have to work at. I have to work at web sites. I found people to do that. I have to work at writing copy. I found people to do that. I have to work at recording teleseminars. I found people to do that. I had to work at audio editing, right? I found people to do that. I had to work at event coordination for my public speaking and my teleseminars. Well, if you go to alexcalendar.com, you will see that all that is done not by me, but by someone else. Transcriptions. Unless you are a direct descendant of the Marquis de Sade, you have no business doing transcriptions. It is suicide to take time doing transcriptions. Let someone else do that because they do it full time. They type 120, words a minute and they get you transcriptions. I hired people to do that because I have to work at that. So here are the six I recommend. Here are the six. Number one, audio recording. Write that down. Number two, audio editing. You know, the only thing I don't have to work at is teleseminars. I was meant for this. It's just, I can't tell you, it just flows through me. People say, well, what do you do? What do you read? Well, I'm going to show you what I did for this call. I put it in my notes. The actual thing I was looking at, I'm on page 27, it's marked up, I am scanning it, and it's going to be available to you. That is transparency, and that induces trust. Does it not? Say yes. It does. And so it flows through me. That is my natural unique ability, is to train by phone. And I did it because I wanted to be with my family and not running around the country, because that is what I wanted to do. So if that's what you want to do, great, I can teach you how to do it. But find out what your unique ability is and make sure you don't outsource that. Spend 80% of your time on that. Outsource everything else. So audio recording, audio editing, transcriptions we mentioned, web design, write those down. Sales copy. I'm not talking about literary copy. I'm talking about sales copy. That's a different type of copy. And the reason I outsource that is because sales copywriters have one thing I don't have with my own work. Objectivity. They have objectivity. That's why I created this course before releasing my first book, The Business Podcasting Bible. Because I had objectivity. Objectivity. Does that make sense? I hope it does. And then event coordination. If you're a speaker, if you're an author, Who's gonna coordinate your teleseminars and all that stuff? You can find an intern to do it. It's easy, and I'll show you how during the course. I'll bring my interns on the course during these calls in October and November so that you can hear from their own voice, and just the words will be leaving their lips as naturally as they did, months ago. That internship is very, very simple. Page 28. Now, a Yale University study, the way I heard this is a Yale University study found that 40% of everything I have trained and taught you in the last 3 hours and 15 minutes, you're going to forget in 20 minutes. That's what they found. In fact, they found that you will forget another 30% in 24 hours. That's 70% of what I just taught in the next 24 hours. I'm not going to fight that. That's naturally the way the mind's wired, so I'm not going to fight it. I'm going to work with it. It gets worse. You'll forget an additional 20% or 90% of everything I just taught you, unless you're going to come on board with me, right? You will forget in 1 week because you won't be hearing it again. 90% of everything you heard, according to Yale University study, you will forget. So I'm not going to fight it. I want to teach you right now the 10% I want you to remember. All right? You ready? This is the 10% I want you to remember. And if you did your job, you will write these things in yourself. The three-step formula. What's the ATS formula? The first blank is what? Ask. The second blank is what? Thank. The third blank is what? I should have had four more blanks after that. Sell. 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 Ask, thank, sell. The three-step ask, thank, sell formula helps you sell a lot more books faster, better, and with less effort, even when the publishers turn you down. Number two. Remember, this is the 10% I want you to remember. If you walked away with anything, walk away with this. The power of repurposing. The power of R-E-P-U-R-P-O-S-I-N-G. Repurposing book content automatically accelerates. Two powerful words back to back. Automatically accelerates your sales and profits. You're not in this to make it a hobby. You're in this to be a professional. The difference between an amateur and a professional is $1. The moment you make $1, you've just gone from amateur status to professional status. A lot of things like that are on the margin. It takes 212 degrees to boil water. What do you do with boiling water? You boil an egg. One more degree, 213 degrees, you have steam. What do you do with steam? You can drive a locomotive. You can drive a steamship. But it had to take that one extra degree after the 212 degrees that was set. Okay, what about the 1 yard line? The 1 yard line, it's a lot tougher to score a touchdown from 20 yards out. Why? The angles are different and people fight for that 1 yard, especially the defense. So all these things are on the margin. There are a lot of moving parts. Many people say, what's a virtual book tour? It's just a teleseminar where you try to sell books. Oh, really? Again, I hope your competitors are saying that because there are a lot of moving parts of which you saw a glimpse at today. Small hinges swing open huge doors that lead to the secret passageway to wealth and riches, and that's what I tried to do tonight. Number three, virtual book tour systems eliminate costly guesswork by encouraging you to always start with your target. What? What do you start with? Your message, your media, or your market? You start with your market, not your message. And as the ancient Chinese proverb says, when the true leader's job is done, all the people say, we did it ourselves. I want you to do it yourself. You go to page 23. There are four ways to get registered. We already have had, I have no idea, I think over 60 people have come on board tonight. Everyone's going to get a preloaded iPod. Those who went past the 21, you'll get a preloaded iPod in 2 weeks because I'm going to buy them tomorrow and get them to you. Go to vbdsystem.com, vbtsystem.com. Get on board. And the schedule is on page 30, October 5th, 6th. Right? That's repurposing strategies. We have a module on October 5th, and then we have a Q&A live on October 6th where you get to interact. Very few trainers do this. We have technology to do it. October 12th and 13th. Okay, that's about list building. Make sure you make the call. In fact, I hope you take the day off on the days of the calls. There are only 4 days that you need to take off for the main modules if you don't want to make the FAQs. It is worth it. It will change your life. Start scheduling from now. October 5th is module 1. October 12th is module 2. November 2nd is module 3. And that's about teleselling strategies. What have I been doing tonight? I have been teleselling. I've been promoting with passion but leading with content, which you're going to be learning exactly how I do it. Right? And so you'll get your questions answered on how to sell more books on the live Q&A the next day. And that is on November 3rd. Every time we have a module, the following morning on that Friday, there is an FAQ session. Please plan from now, everybody. Please plan. And then outsourcing. I have dedicated an entire module to this, and we will have all my sourcing partners on the call that are in the very specific areas, such as publishing, such as repurposing, such as coaching you on how to write a book, such as recording, editing, transcribing, all of those things, podcasting. They will be on that call because I will have asked them, you will have asked them through Ask Campaigns, what your single greatest challenge is with outsourcing. Okay? Sometimes is you just want to work more, right? That's the way I was. I need to work more to make more money. I think that Calvinist ethic is no longer around. It's nice, but it shouldn't be around because it doesn't leave us a lot of time to spend time with our family. So more money, less effort. Page 30 is the schedule. Page 31, of course, is the facts and form, and I've gotten many, many faxes. I anticipate many more faxes to come in and many more orders to come in. Everyone will get an iPod. I thank you for your time tonight. You've been with me this long. If you're listening to the recording, thank you for getting this far. And remember, there are a lot of arrows you haven't seen, crystal arrows that will be shooting through your forehead, and you'll get that aha, just like the FedEx arrow. Go back. Go back and start listening to this. Go back to the first part. This is 4 years crammed into 3 hours. Remember, doing isn't difficult. Deciding is difficult. I want you to decide to go back, because my goal tonight was not to change your mind. It wasn't. It was to open your mind. It was to open the mind so that the decision-making and the agony of that decision-making was so intense that your only escape was just to get started with this. I want you to get started, because once you start moving, then you'll be surprised what can happen. Unless you start moving, you have no idea where point B is. You have no reference. If you stand still in paralysis, you don't know which way to go. I've done this before. I know what that feels like, being paralyzed and just standing at point A. So even if you have sloppy success, right, it's better than perfect failure. Please come on board. I hope I've done my job to convince you. If it is not in your budget to come on board, then please restudy what you have learned tonight over and over and over and over again. My name is Alex Mondos, and I'm going to go live and thank you all for sticking with me. Let's hope there's some people on the line. And I want to wish you good night, good sales, and I hope our paths cross again in early October for the virtual book tour system.